Oh, summer school's gonna suck.
God, it's so depressing in here. There's nothing on the walls.
Yeah, reminds me of my room at home.
Hey, Mikey, can I stay right there so I can be near my friends?
No! I stay in bus! Go find your own seat!
Come on, Mikey, we don't even like you.
Well, that's too bad!
Sorry, Freddy.
It's okay.
Wait, why don't we just move seats?
There's no other seats.
Is it okay if I sit here with you guys?
Sure.
Oh, man, Annabelle. Summer school's gonna suck, but at least I'm here with you.
Did we really have to sit with the nerds?
Yeah, unfortunately. But if any of them talk to you, I'm gonna punch them in the face. You got that, nerds? If you talk to my girlfriend, I'm gonna punch you in the face.
I'm scared.
You should be.
Finally! My favorite time of the year! Summer school! Oh, I love that sound. Oh, it's music to my ears. It's like ASMR. Oh, you know why you idiots are in this class during summer school? Because you're dumb! Dumb and Belle! And your parents don't love you. Neither do I. And you know why this class looks like a prison? Because you're a prisoner in it. Welcome to my hellhole. And if you try to escape, you're gonna end up like my little buddy here, Jason. Oh, he was such a sweet kid. Oh, poor Jason. Oh, he came to summer school every year. Every year. And then he finally decided to hang himself. Because it was better than being here. So, we got plenty of work for you guys to do. Many books for you to read. So enjoy yourself in my hellhole. I will be enjoying myself at the beach. Toodles.
Oh, Principal Sadek, I actually wanted to talk to you before I started teaching.
What is it?
Well, you see, are you sure there's no one else that can teach summer school? I mean, someone other than me. There's a lot of things I wanted to do this summer.
But these stupid kids failed because of you. So your punishment is to teach in this class for all of summer school.
But they're not even all my students. See?
Oh, I wasn't looking at the students. I was looking to see if I had a fuck to give. And I don't! So get a teaching or you're fired!
All right, class. Welcome to summer school. Now, class, I don't want to be here any more than you do. But it's all your fault! If you were just smart enough to pass your own grade, you wouldn't be here right now. And I would be on a beach slipping pina coladas with Enrique!
You're cheating on my dad?
Mikey, I was never in a relationship with your father. I was in a tight spot and I needed money.
My father! He said he paid money to get into your tight spot!
Mikey, hush! All right, class, today is Friday. We started summer school on a Friday to ruin my weekend. But also, class, today is June 14th, which is also Flag Day.
Flag Day?
Yeah, Flag Day.
Oh, I thought she said something else. I was like, they have the whole month already.
And since it's Flag Day, I thought it'd be a fun assignment for you all to design your own flag. Like, pretend the American flag never existed and that you're Betsy Ross designing a flag for America. Now, keep in mind, students, there's 50 stars on our flag to represent the 50 states. And there's 13 stripes on our flag to represent the 13 original colonies. Keep that in mind.
Oh, man, guys, it's going to be so much fun. What's your flag gonna look like, Joseph?
Oh, dude, I know how to fix America. All they gotta do is put me in charge.
Well, I got big plans for mine. Big plans.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My noodle is rattling.
Well, don't copy off me, guys, because my flag is gonna be crazy.
Nobody's gonna copy off you, Mikey.
Oh, I know which one I want to do. It's going to be insane. So, Cody, who's Betsy Ross?
She made the American flag.
She's made every single American flag?
No, she just made the first one.
Oh, so doesn't she make, like, cooking pots?
No, that's Betty Crocker, not Betsy Ross.
Oh, so she had, like, a cooking show?
No, that's Rachel Ray. It's not even close.
So then who had the talk show?
That's Oprah Winfrey.
So what did Betsy Ross do?
She made the first American flag.
Then why can't Aunt Jemima make syrup anymore?
That's what I'm saying, dude. Nobody's talking about that. Show my girl some respect. Put on a 50-cent piece or something.
What time is it? Oh, time's up, class! Class, I'm gonna call you up one by one to present your flags in front of the rest of the class.
Oh, Molly, can I show mine first?
Yes, Patrick, come up first.
Yay! Okay, Mommy, I made this super cool Spider-Man flag.
Oh, dear God, Patrick, why did you choose the red background and the white circle? I mean, where's blue for Spider-Man?
You said time was up. I didn't have time for blue.
Well, honey, I think your flag might hurt some people's feelings.
Who, the Green Goblin?
Yeah. Yes, yes, it might hurt his feelings, so we should throw your flag away.
But it's Spider-Man.
I know, but you should go sit down and throw your flag away.
Do I pass?
Yes, you get an A for effort.
Yay, Spider-Man!
Bully, why don't you come up next?
All right, Teach. I wanted to make a flag that strikes fear into the hearts of nerds.
Oh, well, what does this represent?
It represents me taking your lunch money. See, that's my fist, and that right there is your lunch money, and that's me taking it.
Well, that's not very nice, Bully.
I don't give a shit. I want to live in a country where people give me their lunch money, and I currently do.
Okay, why don't you go sit down?
Okay, but first, give me your lunch money.
What?
Give me your lunch money!
Oh, okay, okay, just leave me alone. Go sit down. Oh, who's next?
I'll go next.
Oh, Freddy, now that's very interesting. Why don't you tell us about your flag?
So I put a poop on my flag because that's what I do on my pants, and the yellow represents pee. Because that's what I also do in my pants.
Freddy, that's disgusting. Oh, I'm so sorry, Freddy. I didn't mean that. I mean, maybe we should work on potty training this year.
Okay.
Okay, why don't you go sit down? And, Annabelle, why don't you come up next? All right, Annabelle, let's see what... Oh, dear God, what is going on here? I love my boyfriend? Oh, okay, well, what does this have to do with America? My boyfriend lives in America, and I love him. Oh, okay, Annabelle, why don't you just go sit down? Cody, why don't you come up next? Oh, wow, Cody, now that's a nice flag. Good job.
Thank you. I think it speaks for itself.
It certainly does. There's so many colors. What, you couldn't decide which one was your favorite?
What do you mean?
Well, it's just so colorful. You have so many different colors.
Well, yeah, you know what month it is, right?
Yes, it's June.
Yeah, and what's special about June?
Oh, I get it, Cody. It's summer. These are all the colors you see in summer. And sometimes you see rainbows in summer, too.
Yeah, a lot of rainbows. More than normal, actually.
Well, this is just great, Cody. Good job.
Yeah, it's the pride flag.
Oh, you are so proud of your flag. I love that, Cody.
No, I mean, it's the LGBTQ flag.
Cody, that is not how you say the alphabet. Go sit down. This is why you're in summer school.
God damn it, I hate it here.
Mikey, get up here and we'll get you over with.
Yeah. Mine's the best!
Oh, dear God, what is going on here?
I drew a picture of me crying because my dad won't stop drinking.
Mikey, you were supposed to draw a flag.
But this is a flag!
You were supposed to draw a flag that represents America.
Well, I live in America, and my dad won't stop drinking, and there's a lot of people in America who had the same problem.
Well, I guess you're right, Mikey. Good job. Go sit down.
Yay!
Junior, come up here next.
Oh, man, she's gonna love mine.
Oh, wow, Junior, look at that flag. Why don't you tell us about it?
Okay, so I drew a dinosaur holding a cheeseburger on a McDonald's rocket flying through space.
That's truly amazing, Junior. Now, can you tell us why that represents America to you?
Well, I'm pretty sure 100 million years ago, dinosaurs lived in America.
Well, Junior, 100 million years ago, America didn't exist.
But the land that makes America existed, I'm pretty sure a few dinosaurs stepped on this land.
Okay, I see your point. Continue.
And America invented McDonald's, and we also have rockets, and we have cheeseburgers, and we also have been to space.
Well, Junior, I think you have the best flag so far. Good job. Go sit down.
Yeah, suck that, Betsy Ross, and your cooking show.
Joseph, why don't you come up here next?
I'm gonna show you how America really is supposed to look.
Oh, wow, Joseph. Now that's an interesting flag.
Yeah, this is how the American flag's supposed to look.
Oh, well, why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, see, the American flag was a little too white for me. It was 50 white stars, 6 white stripes. We had to throw a little color on that bit. Yeah, add some black to that hole. Now it looks good. You know how black is superior. We make the best food, the best music, and we have the best athletes.
Oh, yeah, that's very true, Joseph. You make some excellent points.
Yeah.
Good job. Why don't you go sit down? All right, I think that's everybody. Oh my. That's an empty desk. Oh, do we have a missing student? Oh, I better call Principal Steinbeck.
I wonder who the missing student's supposed to be.
Principal Steinbeck? Yes, I noticed there was an empty desk, and I was wondering if someone was skipping summer school.
Flag on the fucking plane! Is someone skipping summer school?
Principal Steinbeck!
Who's skipping my class? Did you say someone's skipping my class?
No one skips my class.
Well, there's an empty desk in the corner!
Empty desk? Who is that?
Oh, Mervin, I'm so excited to go to to Hawaii for summer vacation and learn how to surf.
Yeah, I can't wait to get sunburn on my bald head.
Oh, coconut tits.
Jeffy, don't say stuff like that.
Well, that's what they do. They put coconuts on their tits. I don't know why they do that. Oh, almond joy dick. Covered in chocolate with coconut in the center of your shit.
Jeffy, stop saying stuff like that. I don't understand how you passed school by being that dumb.
Well, I did, Daddy. Take a look at my report card again. All A's.
Yeah, I see the all A's. We understand. You're really smart. Let's just go to the airport.
Jeffy! Where are you?
What was that noise?
Sounds like someone broke in!
Jeffy!
Wait, Jeffy, isn't that your principal from school?
Yeah, he probably came by and said that I did a good job getting all A's on my report card.
Your son is skipping summer school. No one skips my summer school!
Wait. Jeffy doesn't need to go to summer school. Look, he got all A's on his report card.
Wait, let me see this. You really can't see this? He changed his F into an A with a crayon!
Wait, he didn't do that. Wait a minute. Oh, you goober! You goofball! You pulled a fast one on me!
Guilty as charged on the fast one.
Oh,
what about our vacation?
We can't go because look at this! Look at this goober!
Well, first of all, I say we still go on vacation because I'm 19 and fuck that noise.
No, it's against the law. You can't skip my summer school class.
Well, the law can suck the all-encompassing area betwixt my ballsack and my asshole.
God, you're going to summer school! Come on!
Oh, my God!
Get in there! I don't think you guys heard me the first time. No one gets to skip my summer school class. The next one that tries, I guarantee you, I will hunt you down like a tiger and kill you with my own paws. You got that? Perfect. Thank you. Get back to class.
All right, class. Well, that does it for our first day of summer school. And you heard the principal. None of us get to skip summer school. Not you and not even me. So I guess I'll see you Monday and the day after that and the day after that and all summer long.
Wow, guys, the first day of summer school wasn't bad. We got to color all day.
Yeah, pretty chill, dude.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
Yeah! Mikey, you little bitch! Let's get your ass up his ass! Yeah, it's our block, bitch! You!
Jeffy. Okay, it's okay. It's okay. We can be a canine unit. Just get in the car.
What happened to your legs?
What do you mean? I've never had legs.
Oh, okay. I was gonna ask that.
Yeah.
Jeffy, get in the f***ing car.
I was sniffing your butt for drugs, Dad. Gee.
All right, Steve. Why'd you call me here today?
I'm not Steve.
Wait a minute. You're not Steve.
No, I'm not Steve. I'm a woman.
She's a woman. So, how you doing? My name's Ronald.
Yes, I know who you are, Mr. McDonald.
Good. So let me show you what I'm working with. Yeah, that's what I'm working with. No. That's what I'm working with.
That's very nice.
Thank you. You want to see it?
No, I'm okay. I would like to discuss why we're here today. So, oh, Jesus Christ! Put that away!
That's real, by the way.
That's wonderful. I don't need to see it.
All right, I put it away.
Okay, thank you. Oh, my God! Put it away!
That one had my butthole in it.
Oh, my gosh. Can we please focus?
Yeah.
Okay, so why...
Where's Steve?
Steve is sick. He couldn't come.
No, I get that. Sometimes when I can't... You know what I'm saying? I like to use my imagination. So I close my eyes and pretend I'm in a Waffle House bathroom with the door unlocked. And I'm just going crazy on it. I'm going crazy! And the thing that gets me off is that someone could walk in any time. That is what really gets me going. Tell Steve to try that.
Okay, I will. Can we please focus?
Yes, please. I've been trying to do it the whole time. I got a date after this.
Sir, you're quarter pounders.
So, what are you doing after this?
Okay, no, I'm married.
Me too. Never stop me.
You're quarter pounders.
Ah, delicious.
They're making people sick.
Okay, if people eat too much of anything in one day, it's gonna make them sick. How many are they eating in a day? 2, 5, 17?
They just had one.
Nah, they didn't have just one. That doesn't make them sick. I have a quarter pounder every single day.
There are E. coli in your burgers.
What's E. coli?
It's a bacteria.
Okay, I got it. Doesn't take a rocket scientist. We take the quarter pounder. We take the E. coli out. We sell the quarter pounder.
We're trying to do that, but there are 70 people that are already sick and 10 who have died.
Okay, give them a refund.
What about the people that died?
Okay. Give their families a refund.
I don't think that's enough.
I got it. Give them all a free large french fry. No, medium.
A free medium french fry isn't going to fix this.
Then they're greedy. And I'm sorry, how many people did you say died?
10.
10? And how many people live in the world? 8 billion? So you're telling me 10 out of 8 billion people died? That's like winning the lottery. You know what? Give them the large french fry. Give them 2.
You could lose millions. What is this? What are you doing right
now? I'm brushing off the millions. I make billions. You think I give a shit about millions in Dallas?
You might not make billions if people are going somewhere else for burgers because yours are making them sick.
You know what? I know how to fix this. Hold on.
What are you doing? What
is record me.
What?
I said record me.
Doing what?
Just record. Hey there, America. It's your favorite sweetheart here, Ronald McDonald. And I bet you're wondering, Ronald, do your burgers have E. coli? No, they don't have E. coli. Look at this beautiful double quarter pounder with cheese and shit. Unbox that. Oh, yeah. Look at that cheese. Look at the cheese, cameraman. You see it? Look at the pickle. Oh, a little bit of onion action there. And don't forget the sesame seed bun. Cameraman, come smell this.
I don't want to smell it.
Okay. You know what that smells like? Good. And you know what Ronald does the good America? Oh, yeah. Don't stop recording! Keep going! Fuck with Ronald, that's a good the America. Eats it up.
Doctor, is he gonna be okay?
Yes, E. coli poisoning from eating contaminated meat.
Ronald, I told you those quarter pounders are dangerous. Is he gonna be okay, Doctor?
Well, his symptoms should go away in about 3 to 5 days, but if you'll excuse me, I have to give myself a prostate exam.
Ronald, are you okay?
I feel like I'm dying.
Well, Ronald, your problems have only gotten worse. There have been 20 more cases reported of E. coli since you've been in the hospital.
Okay, give him a refund.
Ronald, we discussed this. A refund isn't enough. Also, your stock prices have dropped 5%. Burger King is beating you now.
What did you just say?
Burger King is beating you now.
Oh, hell no. I'm gonna fix that.
Breaking news, UK. E. coli has been found in McDonald's quarter pounders and is causing people to get sick. Please avoid eating quarter pounders until the outbreak is resolved.
Oh my god, E. coli!
Jeffy!
Oh!
Don't eat that quarter pounder with cheese.
Why?
It might have E. coli.
What's E. coli?
It's a bacteria, Jeffy, and it can make you really, really sick.
Yeah, E. coli is usually found in poop.
Oh, well, I'm immune to that because sometimes I lick the toilet paper after I wipe.
Don't ever do that.
I know, that's why I said sometimes, because sometimes I forget to do it.
What? No, don't ever do it. Don't ever do that.
I know, because sometimes I forget to do it.
No. You forget to do it. No, that means you're making it a priority to do it. Don't ever do it.
Okay.
God, there's someone at the door. Do not eat that, and don't lick toilet paper. We'll talk about that later.
Hello?
Oh, God!
What? Are you okay?
No, I'm not. It's me, Ronald McDowell.
I know who you are.
Good. Hey!
What?
Can I use your bathroom? Because there is shit and piss in this bag. Oh, God! Hold this! Hold this!
Oh, I don't want to hold it! Ew! Ew!
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was Ronald McDonald.
Really? Is he here to give us a refund on our burger?
Refund my ass! I don't give refunds!
Well, can we at least get a free medium french fry?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Ronald, why are you so sick?
Because I ate a quarter pound of that E. coli, and now I'm shitting out my mouth and puking out my ass!
Oh, yeah, we saw that on the news.
Well, the news is a bunch of liars! My food don't make nobody sick!
Oh, all over the carpet.
That's where I need your help.
What, my help with what?
Well, my sales are going down, and Burger King's are going up. And I need someone to get the media attention off of me and onto someone else, like Burger King. So what I need you to do is go to Burger King, buy a Whopper, eat the Whopper, get sick from it, which shouldn't be too hard. It's not even real food. It's disgusting. Go to the news, tell them you got sick from it, and then everyone's going to come back to old Rock.
Why don't you just eat the Whopper and get sick?
That would be a little obvious, don't you think?
Okay, but a regular Whopper is not going to make me sick.
What a bet! It's rat food! I'll rub it on the ground and throw it in the toilet and shit, and then you can eat it. You're going to eat that shit.
I don't want to get sick.
I'll pay you $1 million!
$1 million?
Yeah, I will.
Baby, I think I have to do this. It's $1 million just to get sick for, like, a few days?
I don't know, Marvin.
Yeah, go get a Whopper. We'll tamper with it.
Okay, we'll get a Whopper.
Good boy.
Okay, guys. I got a Whopper with cheese.
Oh, buddy. Don't eat that. Just take a picture of it the way it is and send it to the news. I'll get my customers back, because that shit is disgusting.
Well, no, I gotta eat it. I gotta get sick.
Buddy, I can't let you eat that. It's not worth your life. You'll die if you eat that.
Well, no, I need the milk.
It looks so much better now. It actually looks edible. Bone apple titties. Now eat it.
I'm so sorry. I don't think I can eat it.
Marvin, please don't.
So you don't want $1 million?
I just don't think I can eat that for $1 million. You literally shaved your foot on it.
Okay, well, fine. I guess I'll just find someone else. Hey, kid! Want to make $1 million?
Yeah.
Eat that shit.
Okay. Well, no, Jeffy, do not eat it. He rubbed it on the toilet. It was so disgusting.
But, Daddy, it's $1 million!
Do whatever you want to do. It's going to be okay, Jeffy.
I don't feel good.
Hey there, welcome to the hospital. How can I help you?
Yes, doctor, my son.
Wait, let me say it. Yes, doctor, my son took a bite from this Burger King burger that they sold just like this, and now he's dying. He's dying, doctor. Help him, please. Someone help my son that I love. Someone help. Call the news and tell them that Burger King killed my son! Can you make a cake? Can't you?
Well, 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 Ronald. Tampering with my burgers?
Well, if it isn't the Bitch King.
You're just trying to get attention away from your E. coli, aren't you?
Actually, yeah. Yeah, you kind of nailed it right on the money. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, doing that to my burgers is not going to get rid of your E. coli problem.
Trust me, your burger looked a lot worse before I put my seed in it.
You banged my burger?
Yeah, I did.
Wait, so you did tamper with this?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can't go to the news about that, but I think they would be very interested to know that Ronald McDonald was banging hamburgers.
Listen, we can just forget this ever happened. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Well, you're still going to give Jeffy $1 million for taking a bite of that, right?
Nah.
What the fuck?
Nah.
What? Oh, wow, we just got scammed. We got duped. Where's the doctor that was here earlier?
Oh, yeah, he found a lump in his prostate, so he's pretty worried about that.
Well, where were you?
Oh, I was playing Tetris in the bathroom. Yeah, I had a good run going, so I didn't want to stop.
You're attached to Burger King.
Oh, look at that. Yeah, I am. That's cool.
Guys, what do you want to do tonight?
You guys want to watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
Oh my god, yes!
Oh, dude, is it like Fast and Furious? I love racing movies.
Yeah, I want to watch a drag race movie.
No, it's a fashion show about drag queens.
It's men who dress up like women.
Oh, dude, I'm out. I didn't sign up for this.
Joseph, you said you needed help with that thing. I'm coming.
Junior, come sit back down!
Yeah, don't worry, Junior. You're gonna love it.
RuPaul's Drag Race! That drag badass! RuPaul's Drag Race! Your drag badass!
Hello! Welcome to RuPaul's Drag Race. It's me, RuPaul! We're down to our grand finale and the last two contestants. Let's meet them. Our first contestant is Dixie Tucker.
Where is she tucking it? I wonder.
Our second contestant is Tasha Salad. Oh my god, my favorite dressing is balsamic. Or balsucket.
Ooh, I don't know who should win, Dixie or Tasha.
I hope Tasha wins. She was the underdog this season.
Who do you think's gonna win, Junior?
Huh?
Who do you think is hot?
Those are dudes, right?
Well, yeah, who do you think's gonna win?
Win what?
The competition. Which one do you think's the better woman?
I don't know yet.
Okay, well, I'll ask you after they do their thing.
Now, these two lovely ladies are going to have a dance-off to see who's going to be crowned the next drag superstar. Come on, ladies, dance! enough. Oh, RuPaul has made her decision. The next drag superstar is... Superstar. Well, oh, you deserve it. Dixie Tucker, sashay away.
Hey, I can't believe I won.
Hey, Tasha won.
Oh my god, yes! Junior, do you think she deserved it?
Yeah, was she hot enough to win?
That's a dude, though, right?
Yeah, we told you it was, but is she hot, though?
She's, not a...
Come on, Junior, you can say it.
Yeah, we're not gonna make fun of you.
I don't...
Junior, if you think she's hot, just say so. It's okay.
Junior, it's just between us. Who are we gonna tell?
I mean, she, I...
Gay!
Oh my god, Junior, why don't you go marry her?
What?
We told you she was a dude. I'm gonna go tell Chef Phoebe.
Let's not tell Chef Phoebe you today!
Cooking up the brownies!
The brownies!
Chef Phoebe.
What?
Junior.
Yes.
We were watching RuPaul's Drag Race, and there's a drag queen named Tasha Salad, and Junior said she was hot.
It's not true, Chef Phoebe.
Gay boy! You were a gay boy.
Boy.
No. I just said she was high.
You like boy booty and I.
Booty boy.
No, I know. I was just saying it because I didn't want to be homophobic.
Nah, you just a booty diver.
Oh, I hate you guys.
Relax, Junior. I was just yanking your crank.
Junior, you don't have to cry about it.
But you guys baited me into thinking that guy was hot.
It's okay. I'm gay.
I wish I had a TV show like RuPaul.
What would your TV show even be about?
I don't know, like giving makeovers to homeless people or something.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Really?
Yeah, we could call it Extreme Homeless Makeover.
Oh my god, I love that name.
Why would you give a homeless person a makeover? They're just gonna end up being stinky again.
Well, Junior, they need makeovers more than anybody. That's why they can't get jobs, because they're so dirty and stinky. But if we give them a makeover, they could actually pass a job interview.
Do you think we could record it and upload on YouTube and get millions of views and make millions of dollars?
Junior, I think we can help homeless people.
We would be helping the homeless people because we'd be giving them a makeover. In return, we get views and money.
Well, I kind of just wanted to do it to help the homeless people.
Cody, I don't think you guys are understanding me. We're going to be helping the homeless people, but we're going to be making some profit by doing it.
Junior, I don't think we should profit off of homeless people.
Listen, we have to make a profit somehow. Everyone makes money in this world. There's a business and doing things. And listen, guys, we're going to do it. Okay, let's start doing it.
Okay, but how are we going to do that? We're just kids.
I have a camera.
Wow, you read my mind.
I have a camera. I'll record you guys giving the homeless guy a makeover, and I'll upload it, and I'll manage the channel and the money and everything else, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
I'm gonna grab my camera, let's go find a homeless guy.
Okay.
Guys, there's a smelly bum right here.
Junior, don't call him that.
Okay, I'm recording.
Oh, hi everyone, welcome to my...
TV, welcome to my crib. Is this cardboard box made of cardboard?
Mr. Homeless Guy, you're on camera. We are doing a makeover show.
Oh, hi Mom. Sorry, Dad.
Can we give you a makeover so that you can make money and get a job?
I pooped in my britches.
Which is why we're gonna give you a makeover.
My butt's itchy. You gonna wipe me, lady?
We're gonna give you a makeover. Come on, let's go.
Okay, Mr. Homeless Guy, sit down over here.
Why didn't you guys put a towel before you sat down? Now my couch is gonna smell bad.
Junior, don't say that.
This whole thing is stupid.
What's wrong, Junior?
We're doing this whole thing wrong, Cody.
Well, what's wrong about it?
The homeless guy hasn't cried yet.
Well, why would he cry?
Because he's supposed to be so grateful we're gonna give him a makeover. He starts bawling his eyes out. That's what people on YouTube want to see. Someone being grateful and crying. When Mr. Beast gives out a car, they cry.
Well, we're not giving him a car. We're just offering him a makeover. And as far as he knows, we might be lying.
This whole thing's dumb.
Is someone ever wipe my stinky ass or what?
Oh my god, he's missing an ear!
Ugh, and he smells like shit.
See, that's what you gotta say on camera. People gotta feel bad for him from being so gross.
But Junior, that's mean.
Look, we're gonna restart and do it my way. So look, we're gonna say that we found the homeless guy and we brought him on the couch. Go!
Oh, hi everyone! So we found this homeless guy outside and we brought him inside to give him a makeover. Cody's gonna go and clean him up.
What, me? Why me?
Yeah, Cody, go on outside and hose him down.
Hose him down? That's not gonna be a good look for the channel. Why don't we just let him take a shower?
We're not letting that gross piece of shit in my bathroom. He's gonna make my bathroom smell bad.
What, Junior, I hope you know you can't keep any of this in the video.
I'll edit it out. Look, go outside and hose him down.
And Penelope, say we'll cut to these messages.
We'll cut after these messages.
All right, go hose them down, Cody.
My butt's squishy.
Oh, come on.
Okay, we're back.
I'm back. No. Take a banana tuna. I'm shady.
Well, he looks a lot better.
Yeah, I tried to clean all the dirt and shit off of him the best I could with just the hose and no soap.
He still hasn't cried?
No.
Mr. Homeless Guy, can you please cry for us?
I haven't cried since my friend Chuckles the Squirrel died.
Well, can you think back to when Chuckles the Squirrel died and cry?
Who's Chuckles the Squirrel?
You just said he's your friend that died.
Huh? I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, we need you to cry, so if you cry, I'll give you a chalupa from Taco Bell.
Wah, I want a chalupa.
No, don't cry yet. You have to cry after Penelope talks to you. Then you get the chalupa. All right, and go.
Junior, I don't think this is a good
idea. Do it!
Okay. Mr. Homeless Guy, you just had your bath. How do you feel?
Wah, give me a chalupa.
No, you don't mention the chalupa yet. Listen, after you say you're happy about your bath, that's when you get your chalupa.
I say that, and I get a chalupa.
Yes.
In my mouth.
Yes.
Sour cream.
There is sour cream on it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go.
All right, Mr. Homeless Man, you just had your bath. How do you feel?
No, hey, back off. You don't get the chalupa yet.
I want a chalupa.
You don't get the chalupa until you say you're happy about your bath.
Well, I'm happy. Give me a chalupa, chalupa man.
Okay, have it.
Junior, he just called you Chalupa Man. Aren't people going to wonder what that's about?
Well, name the channel Chalupa Man.
No, Junior. Cody and I already named it. It's Extreme Homeless Makeover.
I guess you can have your chalupa now. Listen, I'm doing what's best for the channel. Look, now give him his full makeover so we can cut to the end and he can look all nice, okay?
Okay.
You enjoy that chalupa.
All right, Junior, I'm all done.
All right, guys, say it with me. Move that box.
Ta-da!
Oh, wow, he looks so good. Tell us what you did to make him look good.
Okay, so I shaved his beard, and I put that hair on top of his head to cover up his bald spot, and then I brushed his teeth, and I put some blush on his cheeks to give him color, and then I put him in a suit.
So how are you feeling, homeless man?
I feel good. No.
All right, looks like we did a good job. So, guys, if you want to see us take care of more homeless people and give them makeovers, subscribe to our channel and give us a bunch of money. The end. All right, Cody, you can throw him back on the street. We're done.
We can't just throw him back onto the street.
We used him for what we needed. We gave him a makeover, and we gave him a chalupa so he can leave now.
Well, I guess he does look better.
So please escort the homeless guy out of the house.
Okay, come on.
I love you, Chalupa Man. I'll never forget you.
All right, out you go. I hope you have a good life.
I love you.
Sorry, buddy.
Wah, I want another chalupa.
So did you let Stinky back out in the wild?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well, I'm about to edit the video so we can be millionaires.
You're going to have to do a lot of damn editing. You said some terrible things.
But they were all true.
We're only going to have like 2 minutes of usable footage.
News!
Breaking news, MK. Billionaire and owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Shahid Khan, has been kidnapped and a ransom note was found at his house. Cops are investigating now.
Hey, that kind of looks like the homeless guy.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Guys?
What?
Don't be mad, but I wasn't recording.
Junior!
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I thought I pressed the recording button, but I guess I was just holding the camera.
Junior, you had one job!
I thought I pressed the record button. I'm sorry, guys. Look, we can always go find another homeless guy.
Well, to make us all feel better, we did do it for free. We helped a homeless guy.
But I only wanted to do it if we were going to make money, Cody.
Chalupa! Someone give me a chalupa! Chalupa car.
Oh my God, Mr. Shahid Khan, is that you? We've been looking all over for you.
I want a chalupa.
Oh, of course. You must be starving. Those kidnappers probably didn't feed you. Just get in the car, sir. We'll get you somewhere safe.
Can I have some chalupas?
Yeah. We'll get you a lot of chalupas. Come on.
Junior, we're not finding another homeless guy.
We have to go do it again because we need the footage to make money. We have to make a profit.
Oh, look, the news again.
Breaking news, MK. Billionaire Shahid Khan has been found walking around the streets asking for chalupas. Police say he's a little disoriented, but he is now at home recovering.
Oh, great. The billionaire's safe when there's millions of starving people in the world.
What do you think the homeless guy's doing right now?
He's not doing as good as that billionaire is.
Oh, my God. You're so sexy and rich and hot and rich.
Haha, money, chalupas.
Well, I'm really glad we got you home safe, sir. I guess now we can rip up this ransom note now that we don't have to pay all that money.
Hey, Marvin.
What's wrong with you?
The Super Bowl. It sucks this year. Oh, the Chiefs are going again. Ugh, big whoop, of course.
Yeah, it's lame.
You know, it's all Taylor Swift's fault. She's dating that Chiefs player, so no girls think they can watch football. They don't understand the rules.
Yay, sports!
Baby, what are you wearing?
A bunch of football gear.
But none of those teams are in the Super Bowl.
Oh. Well, is Joe Burrow playing? He's so hot.
No, but his house got robbed.
Uh-oh, did the Steelers do it?
Okay, that's pretty good. Maybe girls can watch football.
You don't have any Eagles or Chiefs stuff?
Who are they?
The teams that are in the Super Bowl.
Oh, the Kentucky Chiefs!
No, we don't want them to win. We want the Eagles to win, which is not gonna happen because of Taylor Swift. The Chiefs are just gonna keep winning. They're probably gonna get a 3-peat and even a 10-peat.
Who's Pete and why are there so many of him?
Okay. You can't watch football.
I would do anything for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they're not going to. I actually bet my house that the Chiefs are going to win.
Really?
Yeah, I bet my house, my car, my kidneys, everything, because it's going to happen.
I should bet all my stuff, too, because the Chiefs are guaranteed going to win.
Yeah, they are.
You want some Doritos?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Well, no, I put them in the bowl.
Yeah, but the air touched those. These are fresher.
Air has touched those.
Yeah, but not the ones on the bottom.
Ooh, the commercials are starting.
There once was a man that was so hungry, he ate out of a dumpster. He ate an old Dorito and turned into Dorito Man.
Dorito Man!
Dorito Man, help me!
You look like you need some Doritos. What flavor would you like? Nacho cheese or cool ranch?
I don't need Doritos. I need you to untie me.
I don't do that. I just give people Doritos. Here's some nacho cheese.
No, seriously, you're right there. Just untie me.
No can do. I have Doritos to give away.
Stop running around. Please help me.
Dorito Man.
Give me all the money or I'm killing everyone in the bank.
Okay, please don't kill us.
Stop right there.
Dorito Man, don't come any closer or I'm killing a hostage.
I don't care. Here, have some Doritos.
Cool Ranch, my favorite. Bitch, did you pull a silent alarm?
I'm sorry.
Die.
Let me know if the paramedics need some Doritos.
Will do. Freeze, drop the gun, get on the ground. I'm not going down without a bloodbath. Die.
Be like Dorito Man. See something, say nothing. Eat Doritos.
That commercial was good.
You know, don't you think it's weird that we were talking about Doritos and we got a Doritos commercial? I swear, our phones and our TVs are spying on us. You know, one day I'm gonna be Amish.
You don't want to be full Am?
Fuck you.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Who would be knocking at the door during the Super Bowl?
I mean, pizza delivery people, probably.
Yeah, I'll go get it. Hello?
What? Tom Brady?
Yeah, let me in. I don't have much time.
Okay, come on in. Guys, Tom Brady was at the door.
Tom Brady? Tom, can I please suck your forehead?
Make it quick.
Oh, he comes every year.
Yeah, and I need your help again. That goddamn sucking Kermit the Frog looking bitch Patrick Mahomes is gonna three-peat. I didn't even do that.
Well, you went to 3 straight Super Bowls.
Yeah, but I lost one.
Well, he'll only have 4 rings. You'll still have 7.
People don't care about that. All people are gonna say is, Patrick Mahomes three-peated. Tom Brady didn't do that. Tom Brady's a bum. That's why his wife left him for a jiu-jitsu instructor and got pregnant. That's what they're gonna say.
Well, listen, everything's gonna be fine, and aren't you commentating the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's why I gotta hurry up and get back. But listen, I need you to kidnap Patrick Mahomes.
What, kidnap Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, so he can't play in the Super Bowl and the Chiefs lose.
Wait, so you're saying he is the reason why they're winning all their games?
No, but I can't kidnap Taylor Swift now, can I?
Wait, she's playing?
Fuck you.
Okay, how are we supposed to kidnap Patrick Mahomes?
Well, I don't know. Call him up pretending to be a referee and tell him he owes you a check or something.
Okay, but how do I get his number?
Look, I don't know. Fake your number. I don't know. I just gotta hurry up and get back, okay? Figure it out.
Okay. Wait, is that Tom Brady in a Super Bowl commercial?
Hey there, it's me, 7-time Super Bowl champion and still better than Patrick Mahomes even if he wins today, Tom Brady. You know, I like to start every day with a sun kiss. And then when I get out of the shower, I have another sun kiss. And when I get done shaving my balls, I have a sun kiss. As a matter of fact, after every one of my Super Bowl wins, I celebrated with multiple sun kisses. I also really like this soda. It's called, Sun Kissed. It's orange flavored, but it's still not better than the taste of my son's kisses. So if you want to know what my son's kisses taste like, just smell my breath, because he gives me an open mouth kiss when I'm getting a massage, because he wants the Wi-Fi password. Because we have a rule in my house, one kiss gets you 5 minutes of Wi-Fi time. So you should go out and buy this soda, Sun Kissed. Now I'm going to go kiss my son.
I prefer Fanta. Do you wanna Fanta? Do you wanna
Hey, Marvin, I found Patrick Mahomes' phone number.
How'd you find it?
Well, I got a friend that's a referee, and apparently you text him all the time.
Oh, okay, give me the number, and I'll call him with a blocked number. Okay, it's ringing.
Hello, who's this?
Is this Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, and I'm about to play in the Super Bowl right now, so I'm kind of busy.
Well, this is the head referee of the Super Bowl tonight.
Oh, looking for your paycheck, huh?
Yeah, we really need that paycheck.
All right, I'll send my guys right over.
Oh, no, the commissioner wants you to hand it to me personally to make sure it clears.
Can Taylor Swift do it?
No, Taylor Swift can't bring it. It has to be you.
What about Travis Kelce?
Nope, no Travis. Gotta be you.
What about Andy Reid?
No Andy Reid.
Are you sure no Andy Reid?
No Andy Reid.
Okay, what about, Reid Andy?
No, that's Andy Reid still. No, it has to be you.
What about my gay brother?
No, it has to be you, Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, fine. I'm on my way over. Drop the addy.
Okay, I'll send the address. Okay, he said he's actually coming.
Okay, cool. Oh, look, a Super Bowl commercial.
Jesus, what a brutal crime scene. Were there any fingerprints on the victim?
No, sir, just gum.
Gum?
Yeah, that's right. The killer left gum all over. There was gum in her hair, gum in her mouth, gum in her clothes, gum on her feet, just gum all over her body. The killer gummed all over the place.
My God, I've never seen a more graphic crime. What was the cause of death?
Well, she swallowed a lot of gum, sir, but I did manage to get a sample.
And what did it trace back to?
Double bubble.
Oh, that's some pretty good gum. I wish I was the victim. Double bubble. It's worth dying for. Just don't swallow.
Hey, you were in that commercial.
Yeah, Double Bubble rented out our police station for that one. I thought it was pretty good.
But how were you there and here at the same time?
They shot it like a month ago.
Oh. There's someone at the door. That must be Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, we gotta kidnap him.
All right, can you come with me so you can, like, help me kidnap him?
Yeah, sure. I'll hit him in the head with his bottle.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey there. It's me, Patrick Mahomes. I got your check. You know what that smells like? It smells like a three-peat. Maybe a four-peat?
You don't want to win fair.
Nah, the Taylor Swift fans love this. I was thinking maybe we go down by 30 points by the third quarter, and then in the fourth quarter we come back and win. They're gonna eat that shit up.
Marvin, please let me hit him.
Wait a minute. Something smells weird here. Are you guys Eagles fans?
Grab him, Marvin!
Help me, Andy Reid! Andy Reid, help!
Marvin, what are you doing?
We're kidnapping Patrick Mahomes until the Chiefs lose the Super Bowl.
Hey, what are you doing with my arms tied up? I can't throw a football with my arms tied. Wait, or maybe I can. Hey, put a football between my legs and see if I can throw it.
Shut up.
We're not going to release you until after the Super Bowl's over.
You really want my backup quarterback, Carson Wentz, playing instead of me? Wait, that's a great idea. Carson Wentz used to play for the Eagles. He knows all their plays.
Oh, goddammit, Marvin.
Man, a comeback story of the century. Carson Wentz used to be an Eagle player, and he's going to beat his old team. And I still get a ring. The Swifties are going to love this.
Marvin, make him stop.
Hey, rip up that check. I'm going to pay you double.
Oh, my God. Shut up. I'm going to beat you up. Oh. There's a commercial on.
Huh? Huh.
Is something wrong?
This popcorn's too small.
Oh, well, what size would you prefer?
Extra large.
Oh, well, I got something that's pretty large.
What? Oh, my God! Wow, you should pull it out.
Well, I'm not really supposed to. We could get kicked out.
No, it's fine. No one's looking.
Okay, you say so.
Oh, my God!
Stuck some Pringles in.
Oh, my God, I need some.
Yeah, of course you do. They're bursting with flavor. Let me get you one. Fuck.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just got my hand stuck in the can.
Oh, do you need help?
No, I'm good. I don't want to draw attention to us because we're going to get kicked.
Pringles. Our can design fucking sucks.
Okay, I'm starting to freak out a little bit.
Oh, here. Let me help.
No. I got it. Just fucking, why do they fucking make the cans like this?
Jesus.
Fuck. Fuck it.
You're crushing the Pringles.
God damn it. Fuck you, Pringles.
Wow, a wiener the size of a Pringles can. That's a really big wiener. You know, Andy Reid has a really big wiener. I've seen it.
Shut up.
Hey, if you guys don't let me go, I'm going to do my Andy Reid call to get him over here to save me.
Andy Reid call.
Andy Reid! Andy Reid! Andy Reid! Andy Reid!
Marvin, I'm
going to
fucking
kill him. Andy Reid, you came to save me. Let's get out of here, Mr. Reid.
Yeah. Marvin, I don't even care if we let Tom Brady down. I'm just glad he's gone.
Yeah. Oh, another commercial.
Hey, everybody. It's me, America's sweetheart, P. Diddy, coming to you live and direct from Cell A for asshole. Yeah, I know you're enjoying the Super Bowl right now, but I'm about to bend my cellmate over this toilet bowl and make him take that. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
So bend over. Usually it takes a lot of spit, but not anymore. Thanks to this Johnson & Johnson baby oil, anything is possible.
It makes it easier.
Yeah. When I put a little Johnson & Johnson on my Johnson and put it in the hole behind his Johnson, oh, yeah, anything is possible. Ain't that right, Johnson?
Yeah.
His name's Johnson, by the way. See, Johnson, he likes it when I put this Johnson and Johnson on his Johnson, and we sort of fight our Johnsons together.
So you're not putting it in my ass?
Oh, I am. I always am. Why is that a question? Look. Make sure you get your supply. Buy it right now. Wait, I forgot. I bought it all already. It's sold out. So the only way you can get some is if you come to my cell and let me take that ass.
Hey, Hank, you get a camera in here. Turn that shit off.
Nah, give me that ass. Give me that ass.
Give me that footage. Oh, wow. They still aired that? I thought we deleted the footage.
Wait, that was filmed in the jail cell?
Yeah, Diddy's a monster.
Well, guys, let's sit back and watch this rigged Super Bowl.
Andy Reid. Andy Reid. It's stuck in my head like a song. Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid.
Guys, tomorrow is summer vacation!
I know, dude. I can't wait to play video games all summer and go to the beach.
Yeah, it's gonna be so much fun. Best summer ever.
Guys, today's our last day of kindergarten and we have to pass. Because if we fail, we have to do kindergarten again next year. For God's sakes, we're 15. This shouldn't be hard.
Cody, we're gonna pass today's test.
Yeah, dude, we got it in the bag.
We failed the coloring exam.
I know, but we're gonna pass today's test. It's not gonna be hard, Cody. Come on, just keep your head in the game. Let's go.
Yeah. I am. I came to check on these imbeciles.
Well, we were just about to start our day.
Let me talk to him. Hey, you freaks! You booger-picking bastards! You baloney lickers! Today is your last day of kindergarten. For some of you, for the rest of you, you might have to stay in this hellhole with her all summer long for summer school.
No, I want my summers off, too.
Oh, no, you get paid $30,000 a year. That's plenty.
Garbage truck drivers make $60,000 per year. You make less than a garbage truck driver.
Shut up, Mikey.
Anyway, today is your final exam. And I'm going to sit my butt right in this chair and watch every single one of you and make sure no one cheats. Because we won't want anyone to just pass these kids so they don't have to teach summer school, right?
Me? I would never.
Okie dokie. Because, you know, I run a tight ship here. They call me Captain Steinbeck. Arg, where's the booty? I found it.
All right, Miss Fitzpatrick, do your thing, girl.
All right, class, everyone try your hardest not to fail.
I failed kindergarten 3 times.
I know, Mikey, but this year's going to be different. You're going to pass this year. All right, class, I'm going to call you up one by one and ask you a question. If you answer that question correctly, you pass.
Wait. One question?
Oh, they're really hard questions. Cody, why don't you come up here first?
Go up there, Cody.
Oh, I better pass this.
You're gonna fail.
Come here, Cody, you got this.
Thanks, Freddy. All right, let's do this thing.
All right, Cody, I'm thinking of a word that starts with the letter F and has a TH in the middle of the word. TH makes the th sound.
I know what TH sounds like, but that word could be anything.
No, Cody, that word can't be anything, because anything starts with the letter A.
Does he not know the difference between an A and an F?
Oh, he does!
No, I do. I just meant it could be a lot of words.
How about this? If you get it wrong, you're gonna get an F and fail!
Okay, well, it starts with an F, has a TH. Is it father?
Yes, correct! You passed!
What, really? Cool!
I guess that was pretty hard. Let me see the card.
Oh, see, I dropped it.
Clumsy ass, I'll get it.
Oh, I think I need a spanking.
Okay.
All right, Cody, well, you passed. Junior, why don't you come up next?
Woohoo, yeah, I'm done with kindergarten.
Lucky guess. Good job, Cody.
All right, it's my turn.
All right, Junior, your word starts with the letter X.
Is it X-ray?
Correct, you got it right, you passed.
Yay!
No, that was too easy. It's only like one word that starts with an X. I'll choose the card.
Oh, this one.
Oh, there's no way he's going to get that word right.
Well, then he fails.
Okay, Junior. Well, your word starts with the letter O. O makes the O sound, and your word has two O's in it.
Is it boobies?
No, Junior. Junior, your word starts with the letter O.
Is it ooh boobies?
No, Junior. O, not ooh. O.
Oh, look at those boobies.
Junior!
I like this kid. But no, you only got one more try, and then you fail.
Okay, Junior, this thing makes a sound.
Is it an owl? No. Owls go hoot hoot.
No, no.
Hoot.
No, Junior. No, no, no.
He fails.
Wait, no. One more guess. One more try.
Can I see the word? Oh, there's no way he's getting that.
I know. I know. Okay, Junior. Try again. And, oh, it looks like something's on your elbow.
Is the word my elbow?
No! No, Junior! It's oboe! Oboe!
What's an oboe?
It's an instrument!
Oh, he fails. Go to your seat.
Well, I fail kindergarten?
Yeah, you fail kindergarten.
Oh, wow!
Oh, no!
Looks like you're going to be teaching summer school. I want Mikey to go next. And I want this to be his word.
Oh, well, hold on. I think I'm a little thirsty. Do you want some? Oh! Oh, I'm so sorry! Oh, no!
You whore! You freaking slut! Oh, you got it all over my elk skin jacket! Frick! Oh, now I gotta go outside and let it dry! Oh, you better not let anybody cheat. Oh, you're gonna lose your freaking job. Frick. Frick! 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 Frick, guys!
All right, class, he's gone. I am not teaching summer school with you ugly bastards. So every single one of you is going to pass kindergarten. Junior will figure it out later. Mikey, get your ass up here to take your final exam.
I can't believe I failed.
Let me show you how smart I really am, guys.
All right, Mikey, this word starts with the letter F. It's an animal that lives in the ocean.
Flop.
No, Mikey, no, it's a fish. But actually, when frogs start out as tadpoles, they live in the water, so they're kind of like fish, so correct, you pass!
I didn't say fish, I failed. I'm sorry, Miss Fitzpatrick, I guess I'll just see you in summer school.
Oh, no, Mikey, that's okay, we're good. We're just going to try again. We're going to do another animal that starts with the letter G, and it lives in Africa.
Oh, gorilla!
No, Mikey, it's a giraffe.
I failed again.
No, it's okay. You know what? We're just going to try again. We're going to do another one.
But there's only supposed to be one guy.
It doesn't matter, Mikey. Okay, this animal's really easy because you already guessed it.
A gorilla.
No, Mikey. No, no, no. This is the first animal you guessed. It starts with the letter F.
Fish.
Fuck.
No, now I've seen it one. It's a no-no one.
No, you know what, Mikey? You passed.
How?
Because you already guessed frog.
I did guess frog! You why I passed! Yay!
Yes, you did! Okay, Joseph, get up here! We're gonna do your exam!
Too fucking easy, guys!
She gave you like a million chances, Mikey.
Yeah, well, a pass is a pass!
Alright, Joseph, your word starts with the letter P and it's pink?
Oh, easy, penis.
What? No, 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 it's P, it's pink, and you can eat it.
Oh, dub.
No, what? Joseph!
Joseph, it's Cody's mom.
Oh! I'm so stupid. It's pig. You should have said that from the beginning.
Oh, well, I don't know who that is, but yes, your word was pig! Correct! You passed!
Yes!
Okay, let's see who's next. Freddy, why don't you come up here?
Alright, Freddy, go up there.
Oh, no, guys, I'm scared!
Oh, great! He's gonna poop his pants again!
Probably!
Don't worry, Freddy. We'll help you out if we can.
Okay.
All right, Freddy, your word starts with a T-R, and it's something you ride on.
A track?
No. Oh, don't get sad. Try again.
A tractor?
No. Don't get sad. Try again. Keep trying.
A trolley?
No, Mikey. It goes choo-choo. What?
It's what my dad and his buddies went on last night.
Shut up, Mikey.
Oh, a train.
Correct. You passed. Well, you're correct about one of those things, but yes, you passed.
Yay.
Taylor, why don't you come up next?
Okay.
All right, Taylor, your word starts with B-R, and it's something you eat.
Broccoli?
No, it's something you can have at brunch.
Breakfast?
No, but you can have it with your breakfast.
Breast milk?
What? No, no, no. It's what's toast made out of?
Bread.
Very good. You pass. Ashley, why don't you come up next?
I pass.
My turn.
All right, Ashley. Your word starts with FL and it's something pretty. Floors? Did you just say floors? Yes, floors. It's something you walk on. Oh, no. This is something you smell. Floors? It sounds like you're saying flowers. Then you're correct. You pass. Okay, who's next? Daryl? Oh, Daryl, why don't you come up here? Where's that bear card? Oh, where's that damn bear card? Well, Ball, maybe we can work with Ball. Daryl, okay, your word starts with the letter B. It's round. It's something you play with. It's something you bounce at recess. It's blue. Was that Ball? Daryl, did I hear Ball? Everyone, I heard Daryl say Ball. I think he passed. You passed, Daryl. Go, go, go. Everyone, you passed.
I didn't pass. I failed.
No. Junior, you get to try again because the rest of the class passed, but yours must have been a fluke because you didn't. So come back up here and we can try again.
Yeah, okay, I'll try.
All right, Junior, your word starts with S-H, and it's a four-letter word.
Shit.
Junior! No, Junior, this is something you wear.
Well, if you shit your pants, you're wearing shit.
Junior, stop saying that word.
Let's try.
Oh, Principal Steinbeck, you're back!
Yes, my suit finally dried. How's the exam going?
Well, everyone passed their final exam.
What? Wait, what? How? It's only been 5 minutes.
Well, everyone in the class is just really, really smart. Right, class? Everyone passed their final exam?
Yeah.
No way. These kids are stupid. There's no way they passed that exam. And what is he doing up here?
Oh.
I know he failed.
Well, you see, everyone else in the class passed their final exam, so I thought Junior here deserved another chance.
That's pretty forgiving of you. I guess so, but I get to choose the word.
Oh, but he was so close to guessing this one.
Shoe?
Oh, it was shoe?
No way. That's too easy. And I already said the word, stupid. I'll choose the word. How about this one?
Okay, Junior. Your word starts with the letter E and it has a PH in it.
Guess it!
A PH?
Yeah. It's my mom!
Fat! PH fat! Old fat bitch!
No, Junior, remember it starts with the letter E.
Wait a minute! Cody! Your mom's an elephant! She's a big fat elephant!
Yes, she is! Junior passes!
Rats! How did he get that? I thought he was stupid.
Everyone in the class passed!
Wait, everyone? Even my son Daryl.
Yes, even Daryl.
Let me go and ask him then. Hey, Daryl! What's up, baby boy? You know Daddy loves you, but I need to know the truth. Did everybody really pass their exam? You know, fair and square, no cheating, no helping.
Nah, Daddy, they some cheating motherfuckers.
Wait, Daryl can talk?
You lied to me! Of course he can talk! I planted him in this class
to tell me everything.
Everyone fail! Summer school for everyone!
I wish I could be with my dad. I'd rather do that than go to school. Oh, please, not this song again, guys. Please stop. I thought you outgrew this song, Jeffy. Oh, my God. Oh. There's someone at the door, so when I get back, have this turned off. Hello?
Marvin, I have to talk to you. Can we speak privately?
No. I'd rather speak in front of my wife, whatever it's about.
Marvin, I don't think she's going to want to hear this.
I want her to hear whatever you have to say so nothing gets, confused. Come on.
If you say so. Who's at the door, Marvin?
The neighbor's wife.
Marvin, I cannot believe you want your wife to hear this, but I guess you're the type of man that ripped the Band-Aid off. What is she talking about?
I don't know. I'm waiting to hear this, too.
I'm pregnant.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations! I'm pregnant with Marvin's baby!
What?
What are you talking about?
Well, we made love 2 years ago and every month since, and I'm pregnant with your baby! baby. Marvin, what is she talking about?
Oh, okay, listen. 2 years ago, she wanted to do stuff with me, but I didn't do it. It was with Chef Peavy, I swear. Have you ever seen my face while we were doing it?
Well, no. You always want the lights off, but I know that sweet mustache anywhere.
Marvin, I'm going to leave you. What is happening?
No, listen. I promise you it's not me. It's Chef Peavy. Look, we can go downstairs, and she can see that it's Chef Peavy. Chef Peavy will admit to this, okay?
Marvin, you better prove it.
Yeah, you better prove it.
Ooh, Daddy giving away some baby gravy. But don't worry, Daddy. I'll hold the fort down up here and shoo away the skanks.
All right, listen. We're going to talk to Chef Peavy and get this cleared up.
Marvin, you're sick.
Mm-mm-mm. My chili fruity pebbles is almost done.
Hey, Chef Peavy.
Hey, what's up? What's up? Cooper, ugly boy. What you up to?
What are you cooking?
Nothing but some chili fruity pebbles. Are you hungry? Go get a bowl.
Well, we need to talk first. You're kind of in trouble.
Wait, in trouble? What the hell? I'm not getting a whooping.
You know how you slept with the neighbor's wife 2 years ago?
2 years ago? I've been hitting that every month. Taking her ass through pound town. Nothing but the pounding. Pound, pound, pound. You would think construction work is going on next door.
Well, Marvin, I'm not angry anymore. Well, I am. Marvin, how could you do that to me? I thought we were in love. I thought it was you giving me the business.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I am the business owner, giving you nothing but straight spatula. Call me Peter Piper because I'm laying the pipe.
Hold on. Let me feel that mustache.
No worries, baby.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, so what you want to do? You over here because you want to do it in the light?
Absolutely not. You're daddy now.
I mean, you've been calling me daddy. This ain't nothing new, baby.
Daddy, daddy, oh, daddy. Slow down, faster, where you go?
I'm there.
Well, now you're baby daddy.
What? Baby daddy?
Look for yourself.
What the fuck? I thought this was a COVID test.
Nope, she's pregnant with your baby.
Mm-hmm.
Pregnant?
Yes, I am.
So are you going to go to every appointment with her for 9 months and be by her side and be the good father you should be?
Fuck no! Hell no! You got to catch me to be a daddy?
What?
Oh, hold on, he's just joking around. Let me go talk to him. Chef Peavy, where'd you go? Chef Peavy... Oh, buddy, where are you going?
Leave me alone, Marvin. I'm going to Lithuania. I'm leaving this fucking country.
But why?
Because you set me up. You know what the hell you did? You invited that trifling asshole over there trying to get some money out of a nigga. You know I'm broke as hell. You know I don't get paid number 20 cent, nigga.
Well, why? Listen, buddy. She came to me and said she was pregnant. And I just wanted, I was trying to save myself, too.
Wait a minute. You say your fucking self? Think about me. I'm a broke-ass nigga. We had a handshake. We were best-ass friends. What? You do me like this? That is dirty as hell, bro.
Well, no, listen. Okay, it might not even be yours. So what if we get like a DNA test? You want to wait around and see that?
I ain't got time for all that, bro. I'm about to catch the first damn flight out of here.
Well, no, but Chef Peavy,
if it's a fucking Delta flight or if it's a Spirit, I'm leaving this bitch.
No, Chef Peavy, listen. I know she's pregnant. I know it's scary. But listen, she might be able to get rid of it. She might get rid of it.
Get rid of it?
Yeah, she might get rid of it. Like she might not. Like,
just, she might consider it?
Yeah, tell her how much you get paid and tell her you're a broke ass, what you just said.
Yeah.
And then maybe she won't want to have a baby with you because why would she want to have a baby with that? What is she going to get out of it?
Right. You're right. Maybe there is a God. He might consider this and she might be a good woman.
Yeah, let's just go see if she'll get rid of it. Come on.
I might be just stressing.
All right, I got Chef Peavy to come back.
Chef Peavy, thank God you're back!
No, not right now, bitch. I got something to say. I'm broke as hell. I only get paid 20 cents a day. I'm basically a fucking slave. You're not getting a dollar, a penny, not even a fucking cent, not an atom or EBT out of a nigga. So you're basically sending our child up for failure. I don't know what you're thinking. You should probably kick yourself in the fucking stomach. Do something. Because look, I'm only 5'7". He's not going to be in the NBA, NFL, MLB, none of that fucking alphabet sports. Just go and hit the fucking abort button immediately.
Chef Peavy, I am a Christian woman.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
I am keeping your baby.
Buddy!
No, ain't no buddy. You are an enemy, nigga. Why would you invite me right back in that house knowing she's a religious woman?
I did not know she was a religious woman. I didn't know that.
She's praying on my downfall. She probably took a picture of me, sent it to the fans. I can't get on a damn plane now. Oh, man, I have to swim. I have to swim to Mexico or some shit.
Oh, shit, people, listen, having a kid won't be so bad.
Having a kid won't be so bad? That's because you ain't the damn daddy. You get to live comfortable. No, I have to pay for fucking diapers, formula. They shit in the diapers. Oh, no, I don't want to change none of that. I had to change Junior for fucking 6 years, and he was already six.
What if it's a girl? You'd want a girl, right?
Hell no! Fuck no! 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 Not for her to be an OnlyFans model after 18 years of raising that bitch. Hell no! For y'all to tell me that I failed at being a father. Hell no! No!
Oh, Chef Peepee, I think you just need to calm down.
Calm down! Calm down! But you're gonna get somebody pregnant and then you tell me to calm down. No, I tell you to calm down. You calm down, bitch! I'm calm!
Okay, well, Sheppy, where are you even going?
I am going out of this fucking state. I'm leaving. Or you can point me to the Golden Gate Bridge. You know where it's at?
Probably that way.
Okay, because I'm about to jump off that motherfucker.
No, don't jump.
Adios! Sheppy,
don't jump.
85,000!
Sheppy,
bye, nigga, bye!
Sheppy, at least think about it.
No!
Think about it!
I'm never thinking about it! I already thought about it! My thought is fucking dead!
Marvin, you're back! Wait, where's Chef Pee-Pee?
He went to the store to buy the formula and the diapers and the preemie clothes.
Oh, now that's a man! That's more than Hank ever did.
Have you told your husband about you being pregnant with another man's baby?
Oh, no. I was hoping to break the news to him with Chef Pee-Pee. That way, if Hank got violent, Chef Pee-Pee would defend me.
Oh, that's not gonna fucking happen. Okay, well, Chef Pee-Pee's gonna be at the store for a few days. So.
Well, I was hoping to wait for him before I told Hank. I really need to let Hank know.
I think I got Chef Pee-Pee in this fucking mess. Let me go get Chef Pee-Pee. I think he's at the front door.
Chef Pee-Pee, thank God you're back!
Yep, Marvin told me you wanted to talk to me.
Yes, we need to go tell my husband about the condition you put me in.
Oh, of course. Of course I'll tell him. I'm going to be a good daddy.
And maybe before we tell Hank, we can do it again.
Peter Piper's all out of pipe.
All right, well, let's just go tell my husband.
All right, let's go tell him.
Hey, honey, what's for dinner?
Hank, you are perfectly capable of making your own dinner.
You know women always cook while the men go out and provide.
Well, you've been provided with two hands to cook dinner yourself.
Honey, men don't cook. Not in this 1960s household.
Well, I know a man who can cook, and I'd like you to meet him.
Who's that?
This is Chef Pee-Pee.
How you doing there, Jorge? Me like taquitos, beef and cheese, queso y carne.
Okay.
Oh, Jorge speaks English. I didn't know you speak of the English, Pedro.
Hank, there's something Chef Pee-Pee and I would like to tell you.
All right, what's that?
I am having his baby.
Oh, like a food baby or what?
No, I'm pregnant with his child.
Oh, you motherfucker! God damn it, you fucking piece of shit! Marvin! Oh, I get it. It's one of those April Fool's Day jokes. In August.
Marvin, where is Chef Pee-Pee?
I don't know yet. I think he's in San Francisco.
You guys are funny. Yeah, I'm gonna go take a wicked shit. And one of y'all get in the kitchen and start cooking.
Marvin, you better go get Chef Pee-Pee.
Listen, he was on his way to the store and I didn't want to interrupt him, so I decided to dress up like him. You fell for it. I thought he'd fall for it. But I'll call him. I'll call Chef Pee-Pee. Oh, come on, Chef Pee-Pee. Please answer.
Hello?
Oh, Chef Pee-Pee.
Oh, no, Marvin. I don't want to talk right now. You know what? You're going to be the last person I talk to before I jump. I'm actually 2 feet away. Nice knowing you.
Well, no, Chef, don't do it. Please don't do that. You have to come back.
I'm not coming back. What the hell is wrong with you? I'm going to be a horrible father. Look, she's going to put me on child support, and what will I be left with? 10 fucking cents? I can't even buy ramen with that, Marvin.
Well, Chef, what if you're not the dad?
What if I'm not the dad? I was packing the hell out. I was laying fucking pipe. You know what I was doing. I was sneaking out of the fucking house and just putting that bitch through it. I was the only one doing it. Of course I'm going to be the fucking father, unless you was sneaking a pipe.
Well, nobody was sneaking a pipe, but listen, Chef, listen. Don't jump off a bridge. That's not going to answer. There has to be another option.
It is the only option, Marvin. Well, there's one more. I could go down to South Africa and join the Zulu Nation tribe. Yeah. Be part of the tribe and sleep with all their women. Go by the name. I mean, and, you know, they'll probably make me the chief, too.
I mean, you could do that, but, buddy, please don't kill yourself. I mean, wait a minute. Wait, Chef Pee-Pee.
What? I'm almost about to jump.
Wait. You're not the father, Chef Pee-Pee.
I'm not the father. Look, Marvin, don't be whispering any sweet lullabies in my ear. You're going to make me fucking fall.
No. I'm telling you right now, like she's not even pregnant. She's faking it.
Wait, faking it? How do you know?
Well, I'm at her house, and there's 4 fake pregnancy tests, and she used a Sharpie to draw the line to say she was pregnant. She's not even pregnant.
Oh, that's sleep, bitch. I'm free. I'm a free man. I can just play dick all over the fucking U.S. I'm a bachelor again, baby. I'm back on the fucking market. Oh, man, you are a good friend, Marvin. Oh, I appreciate you so much.
I'm going to go and confront her about this.
Marvin, did you get a hold of Chef Pee-Pee?
I sure did, and he said he's never coming back.
What? Why?
Because of this.
Oh, I can explain that.
I'll explain.
Well, you see, I just like to doodle from time to time and fake pregnancy.
Yeah, so want to explain what this is about?
Well, you see, Marvin, I was looking to escape my marriage with Hank, and I was going to trap me a man by faking a pregnancy so someone could provide for me, take care of me.
And you thought Chef Pee-Pee or me would be a good enough man to provide for you? We're both broke.
But you live in such a nice house.
That is not my house. That belongs to the bank, and the bank sends someone to my house every day to do stuff to my balls if I don't pay it.
Oh, well, I guess if you have to choose between well-off or well-endowed, I'll pick well-off. I'll stay with Hank.
Yeah. Well, I guess just suggest going to couples counseling.
He's just going to bang the therapist.
Well, thanks for wasting my day and almost costing a chef his life.
Hey, honey!
What?
Make my taquitos! The beef and cheddar!
Fine, I will! With rat poison!
I'm a helicopter.
Jeffy, watch where you're swinging those beads. You might hit me in the face. Jeffy, hit me in the face, Jeffy.
Ooh, can I have them?
Yeah, take them.
Yay.
Hey, dang. One time, I was on the internet, and I saw this girl, and she pulled beads out of her butt.
Wait, Jeffy, you shouldn't be watching a video like that.
But they were way bigger than this, Danny. They were like the size of baseballs. And when she pulled them out of her butt, they went... like she was pulling bubble wrap out of her ass.
I don't want to hear it, Jeffy. Shut up.
But, Danny, why would she do that?
What? I don't know, Jeffy. I don't know why she would do that.
Pull beads out of her butt.
I don't know, Jeffy. Let's watch the news. Just stop talking about that.
Breaking news, UK. Happy Mardi Gras. Since it's Fat Tuesday, the annual Fat Tuesday competition, where contestants will try to get as fat as they can today, on Tuesday, will be held. And if you're a fat enough piece of shit, you could win $1 million. So come on down and join the competition. I know I'm gonna join.
$1 million just to be the fattest person in town by the end of the day?
Well, when you say it all together like that, it kind of sounds stupid.
Marvin, how come our town is always randomly giving out large amounts of money for the stupidest things? Where's all this money coming from? Who's funding this?
Baby, don't question a free handout.
I don't think you can get that fat by tonight. There are people who are fat professionally. They're fat every day of the year. They love it.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to out-fat a naturally fat person. But it is Fat Tuesday. We have to try.
Daddy, why is it called Fat Tuesday? Is there a chubby Monday, or a lard-ass Wednesday, or damn, bitch, you fat as fuck Thursday!
I don't know why it's called Fat Tuesday, but it is Mardi Gras, and you get beads today, so...
Oh, is this the day that girls pull these beads out of their butt?
No, they don't do that on this today. They don't do that.
Well, they did in the video, and I don't know if I watched it on a Tuesday, or maybe she did it on a Tuesday. Either way, I nut it.
Jeffy, stop. Oh, listen, we're going to order McDonald's, and what do you want from McDonald's, baby?
I don't know, Marvin, but you know I like to eat.
Sticky wee-wee cream.
Jeffy, please just stop saying random shit like that.
Hey, Danny, guess what my sock calls me?
What?
The Creaminator, because of the crab.
Okay, that is it. I'm going to order as much McDonald's. We're all going to get fat, because if one of us gets fat, we all get $1 million.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, guys, all the food is here. I got a triple Big Mac stack of chicken nugget shish kebabs and a sextuple pounder.
Pounder? I hardly know her.
Sex! Tuple is what you said.
Yes, Jeffy. Sextuple means six of something, like single, double, triple, quadruple.
Sex.
Tuple, Jeffy. You have to say tuple afterwards. And I got you a meat mountain from Arby's.
Oh, meat mountain dick with sticky wee-wee cream all over.
Stop saying that word, Jeffy. It's called meat mountain because there's a lot of beef. It's like monster beef.
Yeah, that's why I typed it in the search bar. Monster beef. Girl can't handle this monster beef. But when I watched the video, she looked like she sure could handle that monster
Jeffy,
beef.
Shut up and stop talking.
Danny, the cheese on this sandwich looks like the cheese on the tip of my Peter.
Peter? I hardly know her.
Everyone stop talking. Everyone literally shut up. We have to eat all this food. You have to eat every little bite.
Marvin, we can't eat all this. It's going to make us sick.
Listen, I don't care. It's worth $1 million. If you eat all this food, we could possibly get $1 million. So everyone, I want you to clean your plate. I want to see nothing left on the plate.
That's what they said in the bukkake.
Shut up, Jeffy!
Oh, man, I'm so fat.
I don't know if I'm full or if I'm pregnant from all the sticky wee-wee cream.
Oh, guys, we gotta keep eating. There's still food left on our plate.
Marvin, I can't eat anymore. I'm gonna be sick.
Yeah, Daddy. The only way food's gonna get inside me without any resistance is if I shove it in my ass.
What? Listen, I need some more milkshake.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna suck it like a nipple.
I can't reach it. Okay, look. We have to go to the fat competition. So everyone get up.
Marvin, I can't get up.
I can't move. I can't. I won't be able to walk. I'm so fat.
I can't get up either, Marvin. It's impossible.
I'm going to call a doctor. Maybe he can get some wheelchairs and take us to the competition.
Suck it.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor. Fat.
fat. Bunch of fatties. Bunch of fat fuckers.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
What kind of world is this where the bullying isn't working? They like being called fat.
Well, we want to be fat.
It's Fat Tuesday.
Oh, is this about that stupid fat competition?
Yeah, we want that $1 million.
Okay, well, I gotta warn you, you definitely don't have a chance of winning. My fat ex-wife has got that shit in the bag. As soon as she shows up, they just hand her the money because she's so fat. I mean, I think she's a trillionaire from winning so many fat competitions. Actually, you know what? You might have a chance because I think they banned her from competing because she's so fat, it's just not fair to the other contestants. It's like a landslide, both literally and figuratively. You know why they call it Fat Tuesday? It's because my ex-wife is so fat, she got kicked out of a Ruby Tuesday for eating the entire salad bar. And I said, hey, let her do it. It's the first time she's had a salad in her entire life. But no, she was just dumping all the bacon bits and ham and cheese into her mouth. So that bitch has never touched a vegetable in her life, unless it's lettuce on a cheeseburger. You know, after she dies, there's still going to be fat left over, because there's no way all of that fat could possibly decompose before the sun explodes. So, like, those companies that harvest, like, whale blubber for, like, makeup and lipstick and shit, after my ex-wife dies, they don't need whales anymore. They could just harvest her blubber because she's so goddamn fat. See, on her driver's license, she's not an organ donor. She's a fat donor. Because after she dies, they're going to take her fat and give it to anorexic people, like reverse liposuction. Just put the fat right back in them. Anyway, what'd you guys eat?
Well, my daddy made me eat sticky wee-wee cream off his meat mountain.
Should I put on my cop outfit? I really don't like how you said he made you.
Well, no, listen, he did eat the meat mountain, but it had horsey sauce on it.
What the fuck does it... Horsey sauce? There's a horse involved? What's happening?
No, there's a meat mountain from Arby's, the big meat.
From Arby's, because they have the meats. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. What do you need from me?
Oh, well... We're so fat we can't really move, and I was wondering if you could help us try to move, like, wheelchairs or something.
Oh, a wheelchair. Yeah, my fat ex-wife needed wheelchairs to get around, too. You know, she's like those people in my 600-pound life that are so fat, they just sit in bed because they can't do anything else. They just sit there all day, and how do they shit? They just shit right there in the bed. They just shit, and they make, like, a little world of shit in the bed, and their fat rolls. It's like Osmosis Jones of shit. There's a whole little community going on in there in the shit. Can you imagine what that room smells like? It's all just piss and shit and old food. Ew, I don't want to think about it anymore. It's so fucked up. Ew.
Yeah, can you get us our wheelchairs?
Yeah, wheelchairs. You said that. Yes, I can do that.
He talks a lot.
Yeah.
There you go.
Whoa.
Oh, don't tip over. You might cause an earthquake, you fat fuck.
Whee! This is fun!
Careful. Don't break that wheelchair. It's not covered by your insurance. Nothing is these days. All right, just roll yourselves down to the... Where do they have the fat competition? Like the convention center? Sure as hell isn't the gym, I know that. Like, McDonald's, Golden Corral, that sounds right.
Okay, can you give me a push?
Yeah, sure.
Whoa! Baby, have you seen my car keys?
Marvin, you're too fat to drive. You won't even fit in the car.
We have to drive. It would take hours to roll to the convention center.
Ooh, donkey! 8 layers of creamy cream filling cheesecake! Come here, you! Yummy! Oh, I can't wait to lick in between every single one of your little cracks. And I don't care if you wipe, because I didn't wipe. Am I in heaven? No, I must be in Pisa because of the leaning tower of cheesecake.
Shrug.
Oh, what do you want, Loki? And why are you fat as holy hell?
Well, there's a fat competition and the fattest person gets $1 million.
So you're telling me I could get $1 million just for being sexy?
Well, you have to be really fat, and you're definitely fatter than me and Rose combined, so please don't join, because you definitely probably would win.
That's super rude, donkey! I want to join! So I'm going to eat all of this cheesecake, and then I'm going to join your little fat competition.
Well, have you seen my car keys?
Oh, they're right there, donkey. Donkey, are you trying to blow ass? Let me show you how it's done.
Oh, God.
Oh, get a whiff of that right ass, donkey.
Oh, get out of here, get out of here. Oh, God.
Crusting. Come here, you.
Hello and welcome to Fat Tuesday's Fattest Fat Ass Competition on this Fat Tuesday. All the fattest fatsos in town have rolled out tonight to see what they're made of, which is mostly fat. So if you walked in here tonight, you're automatically disqualified, because there are fatter fuckers than you that can't even carry their own big fat weight around. Now it's time to put your money where your food is, in your big fat fucking belly. Now let's get this competition started and start the judging. That's a big fucker right there. Oh, he's really fat. How does he even tie his shoes? I bet he can't even fit in the shower. I bet he doesn't even try to shower. He's probably stinky being all fat like that. Big fat motherfucker. All right. Now it's time for the judging.
Oh, no way, baby. They have pizza.
Marvin, there's no way you have any more room left to eat.
Maybe just two or three slices.
Low-rider.
What, Goodman, what are you doing here?
I only joined for the $1 million. Plus, I can afford Ozempic. And also, Quinceañera gave me a fat, sweaty Blumpkin earlier, and she fingered my belly button hole the whole time.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, it's time to start the official judging. Starting with you. Whoa, fat bitch alert, we got a fat bitch here.
Thank you.
Oh, do me.
Oh no, tummy, tummy, tumble. What's the matter, tummy? You can't get up, you're too fat. You're like a big tummy turtle trapped on his back.
What about me?
Holy heart disease, you're already on your deathbed.
Or do me.
What? My God, that's the fattest fucker I've ever seen. I have no choice but to name you today's Fat Tuesday Fattest Fatass. What's that? Could it be an even fatter fatass? Holy Fat Van Boogamall!
Now wait just a cheesecake second. If anyone's fat here, it's me.
My God, you've got to be the fattest fatass here. You win.
Wait, I'm fatter than he is.
Ooh, you are pretty goddamn fat. Well, it looks like we've got ourselves a fat off. It's gone into overweight. I mean, overtime. Looks like I'm going to have to break out the tape measure and head over there, because you sure as hell can't come to me. All right, you fat sacks of shit. Let's see which one of you is fatter. I got to be careful not to get pulled into your gravitational pull. Oh, wow, you're pretty fucking fat. Now let's try you. Oh, wow, you're really fat, too. But Lardass here is just a little bit fatter. Congratulations, Lardass, you win.
Yay, $1 million for me. Chives, get in here and carry me.
What, sir, I really can't.
Chives, I shit my pants.
You shit your pants, sir?
Yeah, where else was I supposed to go?
The bathroom?
I can't, I'm big.
Oh, very well, sir, I'll try my best. Oh, my back!
Damn it, Chad, you weren't even trying!
There you go.
Oh, thanks for the Ozempic, Doctor. I feel skinnier already.
Me too.
Yeah, my ex-wife is terrified of this stuff. I spray it at her to scare her away when she's visiting our daughter, because she's terrified of being skinny. She really wants to stay fat. She's like a bear hibernating for the winter, but, like, permanently. She's just, like, eating all the food she can to, like, store it up in case the world runs out of food, which it's going to because she's eating it all. Anyway, how'd the competition go? I take it you didn't win because you don't have $1 million?
No, somebody who didn't deserve it won.
Yeah, that is how these tend to go. I mean, we can't have you getting $1 million because then you don't have any problems and there's nothing to make videos about, is there?
No.
Yeah. So I'm just going to wash this off and go reuse it on my other patients like I always do. Jeffy, here's your security uniform. Time for your next night at Freddy's.
I'm not going back there. It's scary.
But you don't get paid unless you work all 5 nights at Freddy's. That's why it's called 5 nights at Freddy's, not 1 night at Freddy's. That would be a lame game.
I don't care about the money. I'm not going back there.
Jeffy, you can't quit a job unless you put a 2 weeks notice in.
Yeah, it would look bad on your resume.
I don't care about my resume. It's scary.
Jeffy, it can't be that scary.
It is that scary, Dave. The animatronics try to kill you.
No. You don't have to worry about that. I went over there this morning and put in a whole bunch of new security stuff to protect us. And besides, you already broke all the animatronics.
Exactly why I'm not going back there.
Jeffy, what if I go work at 5 nights at Freddy's 2?
Oh, I get it.
Danny, it's not gonna matter because you're gonna try to kill you too!
Jeffy, if I'm working there, nothing bad will happen because I'm gonna protect you because I'm your dad, okay? So let's all go work there. Come on.
All right, Marvin, welcome to Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria. I already gave Jeffy the tour last time, so I'm not going to do that again. I just wanted to show you the animatronics Jeffy beat up. He kicked all their asses.
Sure did, Dan, because they were trying to kill us.
No, stop spitting on Freddy. You already spit on him too much.
Wait, so these are the things that tried to kill y'all?
Yeah, but Jeffy beat him up, and I'm pretty sure he broke them, so they shouldn't be moving around anymore. I really hope they don't move around anymore. Although, Freddy looks pretty pissed off. I don't remember his teeth looking like that last time. Anyway, I'm going to show you the upgrades I made to the security room. Okay, so I made some improvements to the security room, and I moved some stuff around. Like you may have noticed, the cameras are set to automatically rotate, so you don't have to keep pressing the button. And I brought my laptop charger so the cameras don't die like last time, because that was a big problem. Oh, and I also brought some flashlights in case the lights go out. Now, you may have noticed the door is missing. I don't know what happened to that. That was just gone when I got here. So, if they try to kill us, I got this Freddy mask, so we can just put this on, and hopefully they think we're one of them, and they don't try to eat us.
They're gonna try to eat us?
Maybe.
What does this thing do?
Oh, yeah, that's fucked up. That's the music box. See, this 3-year-old girl died here, and I guess she's in a puppet now, and she likes music, because if you don't wind that music box every few minutes, she pops out and tries to kill you.
Wait, she's gonna try to kill you?
Yeah.
Well, who's that thing?
Oh, yeah, that. That's Balloon Boy. He's a total asshole.
How is he an asshole?
Well, he just likes to turn the lights out like he pays the power bill here. No, don't you do it, you fuck! God damn it, Balloon Boy! Turn the lights back on! Wait a minute. We haven't wound the music box in a while. Let me check. Oh, shit! Wind it! Okay, it's working. Oh, God, she's gone. Oh, God, this is so stressful.
But this is stressful. I mean, I thought all we had to do was look at the cameras, but you're telling me that people are trying to kill us?
Yeah, sometimes, but it's not that hard. You know, you just watch. There was a camera in the bathroom, but I took that out because I might want to rub one out if I get nervous.
That's disgusting!
It helps me relax, okay? Oh, shit. Oh, God, Bonnie's gone.
What is there?
Oh, no. Okay, we got to keep an eye on him.
Well, okay, so...
He's not in the kitchen.
Okay, there's no one else? Okay,
not in the bathroom. That's good.
That's good.
Oh,
they're all
God
gone.
Damn it! Now they're all gone.
Freddy!
Okay, not in the hallway. That's good. Great. Chica's looking at a cupcake, and Bonnie's back in the bathroom. Shit! The cameras are down. Okay, hold on. Let me turn the lights back on. Ugh. Okay, Balloon Boy, no more turning off the lights.
Hi.
What is your deal, man? I want the lights on!
Hello?
Listen here, you balloon fuck. I'm gonna turn the lights back on, and I swear to you, if you touch that light switch again, I will choke you out, my guy! Okay. Oh, do it. Please do it. Make my day. Oh, you motherfucker! I'm gonna kill you! I just turned Balloon Boy into Balloon Bitch.
You want me to spit on him?
No, unless you can do it from here. Huh, impressive.
Well, turn the lights back on!
I can't. Balloon Boy broke the light switch.
Then what are we gonna do?
All I have left is this shitty little flashlight. Well, there's nobody there right now.
Well, the cameras are still broken!
Yeah, hold on. I'll put it on manual so I can check them myself. Give me a second. Let me see here. Okay, there's the stage. It's still gone. Let me see. Well, there's Freddy. He's just hanging out in the dining room. And there's Chica. She's in the hall. Gotta keep an eye on that. Okay, Bonnie's back in the bathroom. He must have IBS, poor guy. Oh, Chica's getting closer. And she's tweaking out. What's that?
Oh, God, she took out the camera! Check the hallway! She's right there! Somebody throw something!
I'm gonna throw this!
Don't throw the music box! We need that! Oh, great. Now the music box is in the hallway. Somebody has to go get it. Not it!
What?
Looks like you have to go get the music box, Marvin.
I'm not gonna go out in the hallway.
Well, just put on the Freddy mask. They'll leave you alone.
If I put on this mask, they'll leave you alone?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So if I go out like this, they won't kill me, right?
Yeah, if they see you, they're gonna think you're one of them.
Well, can I borrow your flashlight?
No, I don't want to be in here in the dark.
I don't want to go in that hallway in the dark.
Well, I'm trying to save the battery.
What? Oh, wow. So which way did the stupid music box go?
I don't know. I think it rolled somewhere down the hall.
Rolled down the hall? It's a cube.
Well, just go get it.
Okay. Guys? I don't see the music box anywhere. Guys, the chicken man has it.
That's a girl chicken.
It's a girl chicken? Oh, you keep scaring me. Can I have this back? Thank you. He gave it back.
It's a girl.
Oh, it's a girl. What happened?
Chica knocked you out.
Why?
Well, you kept calling her a dude, and I guess that pissed her off. But hey, at least she didn't eat you, because of the mask, and we got our music box back. Actually, we haven't wound the music box in a while. I should probably check. Oh, shit, wind it! Good, she liked that.
Well, turn the cameras back on!
I can't, Chica knocked them out!
Then how are we gonna see?
Well, we're just gonna sit here for the rest of the night and shine this flashlight at the door.
Who's that?
Oh, that's just Foxy. He's cool. Yeah, I give him a ride home after work. Sometimes we smoke a J in my car.
He's skateboarding!
Yeah, he wants to be like Tony Hawk. He's gonna be in the X Games someday. Go, Foxy, go! Follow your dreams! Foxy doesn't play by anybody's rules. Marvin, I do have a favor to ask you, and you're not gonna like it.
What is it?
I need you to go to the kitchen and get me a Capri Sun.
What, a Capri Sun?
Wild cherry, please.
What, no!
Can you get me a Capri Sun, too?
Thanks, Marvin.
I'm not gonna go get you guys Capri Suns. I don't wanna get eaten.
Oh, come on. We already know the mask fits you, and you already got punched in the face. What's the worst that can happen now?
Fine. Get your stupid Capri Sun. Okay, you both want wild cherry?
No, I want Pacific Cooler.
I want wild cherry.
Okay. Okay, where is the kitchen? Oh, hey, Freddy! I'm gonna go this way. I'm not bothering you. I have to go faster. Oh, but I really have to use the bathroom. Oh!
Never mind. I'm just gonna close this.
Okay, where is the kitchen? Oh, here it is, here it is, here it is.
Hey, Chica, sorry for calling you a man. I know you're a woman now. I'm just gonna get something out of the refrigerator.
Okay, Pacific Cooler. And Wild Cherry. Okay, they only have Pacific Cooler. Let me get these two. Oh, drop one.
Oh, hey, Bunny Man. Oh, hey, Chica. I'm just gonna take these Capri Suns and get out of here. See you later.
No. You're just stupid Capri Sun.
Wait, where's my Wild Cherry?
They only have Pacific Cooler. There was no Wild Cherry.
That's bullcrap. I know I saw a Wild Cherry in there. Go back.
I'm not going back out there. The animatronics are in the hallway. Freddy's right there.
Well, if that's true, then me and Jeffy need to hide under the table.
Why?
Well, you're the only one with a mask. They're not going to eat you. They think you're one of them. Me and Jeffy need to hide. So you use the flashlight. We're going to be under the table.
What? Use the flashlight.
Okay, I'm using the flashlight. I don't see anyone.
Marvin, stop wasting the batteries. That's the only flashlight we have.
Oh, okay, I won't use it. It's really scary in the dark. I can't see anything. Oh, no. Oh, Freddy's there! I see Freddy!
Well, don't shine a light at me, asshole.
What? It's just losing. Oh, no! The purple bunny's there, too! What do I do?
Turn the flashlight off. You're wasting batteries.
Turn it off. But now I can't see anything. I don't know where everyone's at.
Marvin, just calm down. You have the mask on. They think you're one of them.
They're moving. Oh, they're right there. They're walking towards me. What do I do?
Just be cool, bro.
What's poppin', slime?
What's poppin', slime? Marvin, what the fuck was that?
I'm just trying to be hip and cool. They're reaching for me. Help me! They got me!
Well, they got Marvin, but hey, at least it's not us, right?
We gotta go save my daddy!
I mean, hey, it's almost 6 a.m. Let's just sit here and suck on our Capri Suns. Wait a minute. We haven't been winding the music box. I gotta check. Oh, shit, he's right there! Oh, no! Somebody help us! Somebody help! Oh, Foxy! You saved us! Hey, do you think you can help us save Marvin, too? Okay, go get your skateboard, Foxy. Yeah, that's right. You can be Tony Hawk. This is you winning the X Games. Go get him, Foxy.
Help! Help! They're trying to pull my head off.
Foxy's got Marvin. Come on, Jeffrey. Let's go out this exit door.
Someone please take me.
Come on, Danny.
Thanks for all the help, Foxy. You're a real one. You need a ride home? Fuck, he is so cool. I want to be just like him someday.
I wonder where everyone went. Oh my god, Marvin, what happened to you?
I went to work with Jeffy.
I told you it was going to be scary, Daddy.
What's going on?
Oh, he just has a little bit of PTSD. He'll be fine. Hey, look, maybe if you come with us for the third night, you can see for yourself.
We're not going to go back for a third night.
Oh, I think we're going to be going back for a third night. You see that? See those numbers? See how crazy that is? Yeah, you can't beat that. So if you want to see another video of Five Nights at Freddy's, go ahead and hit the like button, the subscribe button, leave a comment saying how you want to see another night, maybe even make a new account talking about how you want another Five Nights at Freddy's video. Because we still have plenty of characters we haven't gotten to. You know, like Spring Roll or Mousetrap or whatever that yellow fucker's name is.
Chaz, I love being a billionaire.
I know, you tell me every day, sir.
Chaz, feed me chocolate. Oh.
Very well, sir.
Throw it in my mouth. Spanking for missing and being bad at throwing.
Two, sir.
You have two assies, Chaz. You want me to hit the hole?
No, sir, please.
All right, Chaz, now fetch me my phone. I want to look at the stock market.
Very well, sir.
Hey! What are you doing in my house? You're the gardener. You're supposed to be outside. Get the fuck out.
I'm sorry. I'm looking for my hedge clippers.
You're not going to find your hedge clippers in my fucking living room. Now go! Chive, help!
What, sir?
Stinky's in the house. Get him out.
I don't know why he's in here.
Hey! Get out of the fucking house!
Can I use your bathroom first,
Leon? No, use my bathroom? Fuck them. No, you can't use my bathroom. You shit in the yard. You dig a hole, you take a shit, and you plant an orange tree. Naranjas! Now get!
Okay.
Chives, never let that happen again.
I will have a talk with the gardener.
Yes, you will. Chives, did you see where a CEO of a healthcare company was shot outside his hotel?
Oh, I did hear about that. Shot in broad daylight.
Why didn't his bodyguard protect him?
Well, he didn't have a bodyguard.
Didn't have a bodyguard? Chives, I don't have a bodyguard. What if someone tries to shoot me?
Well, then I would be very happy.
Chives.
But unfortunately, I'm not that lucky.
Chives, I think I need a bodyguard.
And who would want to kill you?
I don't know, Chives. Everyone loves me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should get a bodyguard just in case. So what I want you to do is I want you to find every bodyguard you can think of, and let's have an audition.
Very well, sir.
Oh, goddamn. Fucker!
Oh, oh, my God.
All right, sir, I have arranged several interviews for your bodyguard position.
Okay, send them in.
Very well, sir. The first candidate is a gentleman named Screwball.
Screwball?
Screwball, yes.
All right, come on in. I have a question. The fuck are you doing? You're dressed like a clown. You look like a dickhead. Do you even know what this job's supposed to be for?
Well, Mr. Businessman, I saw the flyer and saw that you were hiring.
Well, this is for a bodyguard position, not a little kid's birthday party.
I'm actually not allowed within 500 feet of kids or a Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay. So I have a question for you. Let's say an assassin's trying to kill me. How would you protect me?
Well, I'd pull out my snake balloon because people are afraid of snakes. And go...
Get the fuck out of here!
I'm sorry. Did I get the job?
We'll call you.
But you don't have my number. Ow! That wasn't very nice.
Chives, the next one better be good because I don't know what the hell that was.
Well, it is a public application, sir. Anyone can apply.
Well, maybe it should be a little less public. Who's the next one?
The next candidate's name is Shrek.
Shrek?
Yes, sir.
The ogre guy?
Yes, sir.
Oh, donkey, I'm here for the job interview of being a bodyguard.
Well, you're definitely big, so if someone tries to shoot me, you can take a bullet for me and all that fat.
Yes, I can, business donkey. My ass has gotten pretty fat from all the cheesecake. So I do have one question, business donkey. How many snack breaks do I get? And how many bathroom breaks do I get? Because, you see, I have to shit for at least 6 hours of the day. You see, my asshole gets clogged, and I call it constipate. So it takes about 6 hours for me to break through the barrier and release the demon from my bowels, Mr. Business Donkey. And then I'm going to need about 4 hours to sit there and think about it and recover. Then I need another 3 hours to wipe. But also sometimes I do let it crust. So guilty as charged on the crust. So I always shit, but I don't always wipe. So sometimes pizza crust, sometimes wipey wipe, but always shitty shit.
I'm sorry. The position has been filled. It was nice meeting you.
Well, darn it. That's okay. But do you mind if I take a shit in your bathroom before I leave?
No, I'm sorry. My toilets have weight limits, so please leave.
All right, see you later. I'm going to go home and have some Sara Lee cheesecake.
Did he just fly away by flapping his arms?
He did, sir.
Well, fuck the Wright brothers, I guess. Who's next, Chives? Because these candidates have not been good.
I'm sorry, sir. The next candidate's name is Woody.
Woody? Like when your wiener's hard?
No, sir. Like, his name is Woody.
Chewy boy! My name's Woody, and I'm here for the job interview.
Ooh, a sheriff! It would be nice to have someone with law enforcement experience. So if someone was trying to kill me, how would you protect me?
Well, I'd see him coming from miles away with my binoculars. And I usually use these to hunt shrimpos. And when I see the shrimpo, I do the call.
That's enough. Hush. We'll definitely call you. You're at the top of the list.
All right, good. I'll see you later.
Chives, what the fuck? These candidates suck. First you give me a clown, then you give me an ogre, and now you got me a mental patient? Where are all the good bodyguard candidates?
I'm sorry, sir. The next candidate's name, it's Crush.
Crush? Hell yeah, that sounds badass. Send him in.
I
hope he is.
Oh, look at this house, man. It's like way up here, dude. Like cuckoo, ca-choo. So like, what's this even about, man? Cause I'm looking and I'm seeing people that are looking like I'm about to join the fucking Men in Black, dude. Like shoot some fucking aliens and wipe people's fucking minds. This could be righteous.
This is a bodyguard position to protect my life. So how would you save me if someone was trying to kill me?
Alright, so let me tell you what's gonna happen, man. Like, Spider-Man's gonna come down from the shit, like, upside down, dude. And then Dr. Octus and the Green Goober are gonna be going at it. And I'm gonna be in the Batmobile, hotboxing that motherfucker, dude! And then Batman's gonna be like, where's my car, dude? And Robin's gonna be like, where's your car, dude? And then Batman's gonna be like, it was just right here, dude. And then Robin's gonna be like, you got a tattoo. And Batman's gonna be like, what'd it say? And Robin's gonna be like, where's your car, dude? But to be honest with you, man, I don't really like violence. I prefer to like roll a fatty and then just like talk to the dude, right? Like about the stars and stuff, like the Little Dipper and the Big Dipper. And you know what's fucked up, man? You know what's really screwed up? Is when some people are the Big Dipper and some people are the Little Dipper. Dude, sometimes I feel like I'm the Little Dipper, dude. And that's just not fucking cool, dude. Like sometimes I just want to be the Big Dipper, right?
Are you done? We drug test. I'm sorry.
Fuck, man, I thought I totally had it. I thought I was going to be part of the Men in Black.
No, no Men in Black here. Chives, please tell me that all these other candidates were just jokes and you actually have a real legit candidate lined up.
Well, there is one more candidate, sir. His name is Craig and he called himself the Devil.
Oh, the Devil. That sounds scary. That sounds like he's a killer. So, where is he?
Well, he was supposed to be here by now.
Wait, it is I, the Devil.
Please tell me he's going to hell.
Yep, first class ticket.
Well, at least it's first class, and I don't have to sit with the poor that's going to hell. So how would you protect me if someone was trying to kill me?
I would just let them kill you, because how evil. I'm supposed to be a bodyguard, but I'm going to let you die.
Well, obviously you're not getting the job, you fucking dickhead. Get out of here. Chives, I need some fresh air. Drive me around in my Lamborghini.
Very well, sir.
Hey, Daddy, peep the fit.
That's a hot dog costume, Jeffy.
Wiener time.
What?
Wiener time!
Oh, that's right, Marvin, I forgot. It's Wiener Friday. We have to eat hot dogs.
Wiener Friday? Wouldn't it make more sense if it was Wiener Wednesday?
Well, it used to be, Marvin, but now it's Wonton Soup Wednesday.
Okay, well, let's wait for next Wednesday to be Wiener Wednesday.
Nope, that's Wheat Bread Wednesday.
Wheat Bread Wednesday.
Wiener time!
Jeffy, we don't have any hot dogs.
Hot dog time!
Oh, Marvin, you could go to the gas station and get hot dogs that they have on those roller things.
Those are disgusting.
Jeffy will eat them.
Hot dog time? Wiener time.
I'm not going
hot
to the gas station.
Hot dog time? Wiener time.
That's a long drive. I'm not
hot
going.
Hot dog time?
I'm not doing
wiener
it.
Wiener time. Hot dog time? Wiener
no,
time.
No, I'm not getting
hot dog time? Wiener
okay,
time.
Okay, fine. I'll get you a goddamn hot dog.
Hot dog time.
Chives, where did you take me? What is this poor place?
This is the gas station, sir. The car needs gas to move.
Well, why don't I just put money in it?
Well, that's what the gas is, sir.
Well, hurry up.
Very well, sir. Oh, come on, damn thing.
What's going on, Chives?
It says, please see cashier.
Well, go in there and see him.
I can't. You have to be the one to go in there. It's your card.
Oh, fine. But if I go in there and catch some poor disease, I'm going to be pissed.
Hello. Thank you for coming to the gas station. What can I do for you?
Smells so poor in here. Wait, what are these things?
Scratch-offs, you can win money.
Money, you say?
Excuse me, where are the hot dogs?
Marvin, what are you doing at the gas station? You don't have money for things.
Well, I was just going to buy some hot dogs.
Hot dogs? So you have money for hot dogs, but you don't have money to pay your house payment.
Well, my family, they're just kind of hungry.
Well, my bank account's hungry for your house payment. But show me these hot dogs.
Okay. Here's the hot dog.
Ew! Poor! Marvin, these hot dogs are just rolling around on a table?
Yeah, you grab one and eat it.
This is like some sort of hot dog petting zoo. You can come up and just pet them. You can even feed them ketchup and mustard if you want to.
But listen, I just need to grab a few. I gotta eat them.
You're going to eat this, Marvin? How do you know a homeless man didn't come in here and rub his dick all over him?
I don't know that.
So you're willing to take that gamble? Well, Marvin, how do you know? There's no cameras in here or anything to see if a homeless man put his dick on it.
Listen, it's wiener time.
Wiener time?
That is not a thing, Marvin.
I just need to grab a few from Jeffy and my wife.
Waiter time. You know what, Marvin? Let's go talk to the guy and see how much these hot dogs are. Come on.
I think they're like a dollar.
Hey, 9-11, how much are the hot dogs rolling around on the table over there?
$3?
Marvin, if you pull out $3 right now, you don't owe a house payment.
I was going to use my credit card.
That's still my money, so no! Sorry, sir. We're not buying anything. Marvin here gets a banana.
Congratulations.
And your family will thank me because at least they won't have to eat something that had a dick all over it. And if someone put the dick on the banana, at least they can pull the peel back.
Freeze! Give me all the money in the register!
Ah! Oh, you look like you have money. Give me your money now or you die!
What does that smell? Is that banana? I am allergic to banana!
Marvin! You saved my life!
I didn't do anything.
Marvin, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna hire you to be my bodyguard. So all you gotta do is just follow me around for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
But I gotta get home.
No! You're coming with me. Your first mission is to watch me while I sleep. Come on.
I'm not gonna steal that.
Marvin's goddamn banana. Alright, Marvin. You stand right there and you watch me sleep. And if anyone tries to break into that window, you kill them.
I don't have a weapon.
Well, you karate chop that motherfucker, Marvin!
Okay.
Alright. Chives! Where's my milk?
Right here, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chives. I didn't know my arms were 30 fucking feet long. I didn't know my arms were 29 fucking feet long. Good boy. What? Chives, did you shave your pubes and put it in my milk?
Yes.
You drink it. That's going to be your dinner.
Oh, sorry, my phone's ringing.
Marvin, part of the job is no phones. You better not answer that phone.
Hello?
Marvin, you're supposed to let it go to voicemail.
Marvin, where are you? The gas station isn't that far away.
I got a job.
At the gas station?
No, Goodman was at the gas station and he was hiring a bodyguard, so I have to watch him all night.
That's weird, Marvin.
Wiener time!
Jeffy keeps saying wiener time.
Wiener time!
All right, baby, wiener times have to be later.
Marvin, don't you talk dirty to your wife! That's gross!
Baby, I gotta go. Bye.
Wiener time, Marvin? That's crazy if that's how she asked for it.
But it's
wiener time. All this wiener time talk's making me want wiener time. Quinceañera! Wiener time!
Right now, Mr. Goodman?
Yes, you get under here.
Okay.
Marvin, you watch the whole time.
What?
You gotta make sure she doesn't kill me.
What? I don't want to watch this, please.
Look into my eyes, Marvin.
No!
Marvin, did you fall asleep?
No, I didn't.
Liar! I sleep with my eyes open. I saw the whole thing.
Listen, can I go home? I've been up all night.
No, Marvin, it's a 24-hour job.
What?
Now you have to take me to the bank.
But the bank for what?
I count my money every morning, so you have to take me to the bank. You're my bodyguard.
Oh, okay.
All right, come on.
I'm so tired.
All right, Marvin, you watch my back while I count my money.
Good morning, Mr. Goodman. How are you today?
Rich as always. Last night I gave my maid an Alabama Hot Pocket. My buddy Marvin here watched, didn't you, Marvin?
It was disgusting.
Marvin, don't be rude. Turn around and say hi.
Hi.
Time to die, Goodman.
Marvin, I told you to watch my back.
I turned my back for literally 1 second.
I've been waiting a long time for this.
Oh, well, let me just grab my... Marvin, hurry up and shoot him! Shoot him! Sorry, said shoot him! Why are you not shooting him?
Move out of the way.
Marvin, you're fired!
All right, time to die. Oh. Wait, it's Jim!
Oh, come on. Marvin, hurry up! It's Jim! Karate chop him!
Ouch! Oh, my God, my nose hurts.
Oh,
now it's fixed.
Hold on. Before you kill me, how much are they paying you to kill me?
$10,000.
$10,000? I'll pay you $20,000 not to kill me. I'll pay you $30,000 to tell me who hired you.
Deal. It was the gardener.
The gardener? The gardener doesn't have $10,000. Maybe he had 10,000 pesos.
Well, yeah, that's what he was going to pay me.
Okay, look, I'll tell you what. I'll pay you 50,000 pesos not to kill me, and you go kill the gardener.
Deal.
Oh, sorry, Marvin, but you're fired.
Okay.
So, you ever heard of Wiener Farm?
Jeffy, I swear if that hits me.
What are you going to do?
I'll rip up your dumb toy.
Okay. Mommy, can you throw that back to me?
Here you go.
Well, don't give it back to him.
It's good! Well, that's just rude.
Jeffy, you're grounded.
Why?
Because you hit me with the stupid toy and... Let me answer the door. Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
Why do you have a cat?
This is my $5 million cat, Mrs. Bigglesworth.
Why is it $5 million?
Because it's a Himalayan Yeti long hair. A Yeti and a cat banged, and this popped out, and I bought it for $5 million.
Well, why'd you bring it here?
Because I need you to watch her for me, Marvin.
Every time I watch your animal, something bad happens.
Oh, come on, Marvin. I have this wicked hot girl coming over, but she's allergic to cats. And I don't want her sneezing on me. Ew. So I just need you to watch her for 10 minutes.
Why only 10 minutes?
Because I don't last long. Plus, the post-nut clarity's gonna kick in, and I'm gonna want her to leave. Actually, it's gonna be 9 minutes because my pants are already down.
Okay, fine. Give me the damn cat.
All right, thanks, Marvin.
Marvin, why do you have a cat?
Goodman wants me to watch it for 10 minutes.
Oh no, something bad always happens.
Not if we watch it for 10 minutes.
Get the cat!
Oh, darn it!
What do we do now, Marvin?
She went under the table.
Oh no!
Let me try to get like a toy to get her out.
Kitty!
All right, baby, I got this, like, mouse toy.
Okay, and I got this spider on a string toy.
All right, let's try to get her out.
Okay.
Kitty.
Kitty,
you want the toy?
Come on, kitty.
Let me see what she's doing. Yep, she is under there, and she is not trying to come out.
Oh, no, what do we do?
Ooh, let's call a cat whisperer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey there, somebody call a cat whisperer.
Yeah, so there's a cat stuck in the...
Shh, quiet. We have to whisper. We don't want the cat to hear us. Do you speak cat?
Shut the fuck up. Just whisper. Okay, I'm a cat whisperer. Okay, what's going on? So, I'm supposed to watch this cat for like 10 minutes. Well, actually, like 9 minutes. And so, the cat got stuck under the table. I need you to grab it.
Oh, that's it? That's all you need?
Yeah, I need you to grab the cat.
Well, we don't have to whisper for that. Usually, people just want me to talk to their cat and figure out its felines. Feelings? Felines? Yeah. Well, people usually just want me to, like, talk to their cat and figure out its favorite color or its favorite food or something. I mean, it's all a scam. I can't talk to cats any more than you can, but that's what I do. I scam people.
Well, can you get the cat from under the table?
Oh, yeah, that's easy. I got the perfect thing right here. Got some catnip. One smell of this, and it'll come running. And it'll get high out of its goddamn mind.
Okay, well, let's use the catnip.
Hey, man. You wanna light this shit? Huh? You wanna light this fucking shit, bro? Huh?
Oh, man. I am zooted right now. I'm not even me. I am a different puppet completely. This shit is so purple it should be asking, where's Ronald? It's that shit that killed Tupac. Oh, bro. Peep Jeffy, look. He is cooked, my guy. He is looking into the eyes of eternity right now. Dude is smelling shapes. He is talking to God. Motherfucker's over there at Avatar 3. Oh my God. Oh. Hey, wait. I'm sorry, wait. I forget. Well, why am I even here, man?
My cat.
Oh yeah. Kitty. Fuck him. Oh man. Hey, you know igloos? How does that even work? You know? Like, cause they're made of snow and ice, but they're round and ice is slippery. They should just fall over. How's that? Bro. This is gonna be so cool. Bro, how about we get some ice from your fridge and we make an igloo? Yeah.
Okay.
This is gonna be so cool. Okay. I got the ice. Here comes the igloo. I'm gonna build an igloo. I'm gonna live in it. With my little penguin family. Wait. These are not stacking. This is impossible. The world lied. Igloos are impossible. They use bricks. They use bricks and they paint them white. That's what they do. That was a good nap. Wait, why is there a plate of water here? Oh yeah, igloos.
Baby, Goodman can be here any minute. We have to get the cat out.
Oh, okay, yeah. I got the nip right here. You want to go one more time?
No, we have to get the cat!
Okay, lame. Okay, Marvin, where's this cat?
Underneath the table.
Let me take a look.
Oh, look at the geeky!
Your geekies. Okay, yeah, it's under there. Let me try the catnip. Hey, you want some catnip? Some pretty dank nip, huh? Take the nip. Take the catnip, you stupid cat! Maybe we should light some up just to show the cat it's good.
No, we have to hurry up and get the cat out!
Okay, yeah, I got something else. I got a laser pointer. Cats love laser pointers. Hey, you want the laser? Go get it! It's not working. Okay, this is stupid. I'm just gonna go in there. It's a cat. I can grab it.
Yeah, just grab it.
Ow!
get off my face! Guys, distracting me!
Are you okay?
Marvin, you should do something!
Get off!
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know!
It hurts! It hurts! Oh, God, it scratched my face!
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay! It bit my ear and it scratched my eye! God damn it, I hate cats!
Well, but you're a cat whisperer.
No, I'm a dog person! God, I hate cats! I wish they'd all die! I hope you die, cat! You hear me? Okay, alright. I'm getting that cat out of there. This is personal now! Alright, I'm going in.
Well, what is that?
It's a lightsaber. What do you think it is? Get out of here, stupid cat. I have the high ground.
Oh, well, stop it.
What?
Well, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get the cat out of there. It's a Sith.
That's inhumane.
Yeah, well, it's inhumane what it did to my face.
Don't use a lightsaber.
Yeah, you're right. It's not the Jedi way. Master Yoda'd be pissed. Anyway, I have a better idea. I can use this hammer and maybe try to scare it out with loud noises. Get out of here, stupid cat. Stupid idiot cat. Get out of here!
Stop it! Use other things other than weapons.
Okay, fine. I will get it out humanely. All right, I got this dog.
Oh, oh.
His name is Killer.
How is that dog going to help get the cat out?
Like this. Sick him! Get him! Tear him apart! Fuck him up! Rip his head off!
Humanely?
Yeah, humanely rip his head off!
Get the dog out! Listen, I want the cat alive. I don't want you to kill it.
Killer's not going to kill anybody. Well, okay, maybe he will. His name is Killer.
I need the cat in one piece.
Really? God, you're not making this easy for me.
You can't get the cat out?
Hey, do you want to try? You saw what it did to me.
Well, listen, can you do your job or not?
Yes, I can. Okay, but you're sure? You need him alive?
I need him alive!
Okay, I got it. Alright, I got this.
What is that?
This is my police-issue taser.
A taser? I said don't kill the cat!
I'm not gonna kill the cat. I'm just gonna electrocute it with 100,000 volts.
And that's not gonna kill it?
No, look, it's just gonna knock the cat out so I can drag it out from under the table and then it'll wake up wherever you want it to.
And you promise it's not gonna hurt the cat?
No, I don't know. Who cares? Look, I electrocute bad guys with it all the time and they're fine. They still do bad things, so it can't be that bad. Okay, I'm going in. Here, kitty. Here, you little bastard. Yeah, take that. Yeah, you like that? Yeah, there you go. Yeah, just bite down on it. Yeah, put it in your mouth. Yeah, that's right. Oh, come on. Okay, what the hell is that cat made of? I tasted it 3 times and it didn't go down.
It's part Yeti.
What? Part Yeti? You didn't tell me that.
I didn't think that was important.
What? Not important. Of course it's important. I need fire.
What, fire?
Yeah, hold on. I'll be right back. All right, I just got back from the fireworks store.
Fireworks store?
Yeah, I figured I could use some fireworks to scare the cat out because they're loud. Like, see, I got this bottle rocket, that could work, and then, oh, check this out. This is pretty badass. It's a pinball machine that explodes. I mean, I don't know how that'll help with the cat, but I thought it was pretty cool. And then I thought maybe I could throw one of these bombs under there and try to scare the cat out.
Is that gonna hurt the cat?
No, but it's probably just gonna make, like, a little flash of light, that's all.
Well, it's not gonna have, like, fire?
No, I mean, not much. No, I think the cat will be fine. It'll probably run out before it even explodes.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just gonna light this, all right, and then I'm gonna just toss that under there.
Oh! Is the cat okay?
Yeah, I'm sure the cat's fine. Let me just take a look. Oh, okay, yeah, that's not good.
Well, is the cat okay or not?
Well, remember when you said you needed the cat in one piece?
Yeah.
Well, there are several pieces.
What, several pieces? Is the cat dead?
No, it's not dead yet. I mean, it's close.
Well, no, fix it.
Okay, look, it'll be fine, okay? I'll just take it to the vet and see if I can put it back together.
You're the vet!
Yeah, I know, I'll just take it to my office. Look, it'll be fine. Just go sit on the couch.
Okay.
Ugh. Okay, nurse, we're gonna do surgery.
What do we got, doctor?
The cat, it was in a fireworks accident.
Oh my god, what happened?
I have no idea. I wasn't there. But, you know, I heard the cat was a real asshole, so, like, no big deal if it doesn't pull through. I'm gonna still do my best to try to put this together. Okay, needle and thread. Thank you. Alright, let's get to sewing. Alright, nurse, cut. Alright, it's all sewed up.
It looks stunning, doctor.
Yeah, I just hope it's my size. I don't know if I got the measurements right.
You're gonna look great.
Yeah, I just didn't want that cat to go to waste.
Waste not, want not.
Alright.
Marvin, do you think the cat's okay?
It better be okay. That was a $5 million cat.
What?
Yeah, it was Goodman's valuable cat.
Marvin, I hate when Goodman leaves his expensive things here for us to watch.
Me too. I also hate it when Broom Guy leaves his catnip around Jeffy because he got into it again.
Hey there.
Is the cat okay?
No, it died during surgery.
It died?
Yeah, I'm sorry. On a related note, how do you like my coat?
That is a really nice coat.
It's very white.
Go ahead and feel it.
Oh, man, that is a soft coat.
Oh, I know.
Feels just like the cat.
Yeah, because it is.
What?
The coat is the cat.
You killed the cat, made a coat?
No, the cat died during surgery, and I made a coat out of it afterward. I Cruella DeVille the shit out of that cat, and I'm starting to see why she wanted 101 of those Dalmatians.
That's sick!
Thank you, I think the coat is pretty sick.
No, as in you're sick in the head!
No, it only would have been sick if I killed the cat to make the coat. I killed the cat out of anger and then made the coat after it was already dead.
That's wrong!
What, you want all that fur to go to waste and cremate it? No, this is much better. I'm gonna be warm in the winter and hot in the summer. Damn.
Oh my god, Goodman's gonna kill me.
Who's that?
The owner of the cat.
Oh, well, I did him a favor because that cat was one mean lima bean.
Oh no, that's probably Goodman. I don't want to answer the door.
I'll answer it. Anything to show off my new coat. Hello?
Hey, Marvin. Here's the $100,000 I was gonna give you for watching my cat. Wait, who are you?
Oh, I'm not Marvin. Marvin's upstairs.
Oh, okay. But damn, I love your coat.
Oh, thank you. I made it myself.
Yeah, I'll give you $100,000 for your coat.
Damn, okay. Yeah, sure.
Great. Hey, Marvin.
Oh, hey, Goodman.
I was gonna pay you $100,000 for watching my cat, but the guy who answered your door was wearing this amazing coat, and I thought it would look stunning on you. So instead of giving you $100,000, I bought this coat for you.
You bought this coat?
I sure did. Now, all you gotta do is just give me my cat back, and I'll be on my way. No, Marvin, this coat's for you. Just give me my cat back, and you can keep the coat.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you're doing this, Marvin. I just want my cat back, so just give me the cat back and stop playing these games.
I gave you your cat back. That's your cat. Your cat's the coat.
What the fuck?
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Who's that?
Yeah, dude. Sleep there.
I'll move him.
Damn, that was weird.
Just let him sleep.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Well, it's summertime. We should do something fun.
Yeah, dude. We spent majority of summer inside. Let's go outside for a change.
Yeah, let's go outside.
Did somebody say outside? Sun's out, buns out. That's what I call my pecs. My buns. Because they're so thick, they look like an ass on my chest.
Okay, dude. Calm down.
So what do you guys want to do outside?
How about you guys bend over so I can slip and slide?
Whoa, did he chill out?
Oh, I was actually just talking about my slip and slide.
That's called a water slide.
Well, these are usually called slip and slides.
Why are they called slip and slides?
Because you slip and you slide on it.
But why would I want to slip on that? I'd probably break a leg or something.
Yeah, slipping's a bad thing. You slip in a store and you break your back.
Mm-hmm. But no, it's fun. It's a slippery slide.
Okay, what do you do with it?
Well, you put it on the ground and you put water on it and you just slide across it.
Oh, well, that sounds fun. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, guys, we can't play with this. It says ages 5 through 12. We're too old.
What, we're too old?
Yeah, I guess when you turn 13, it's all business. You gotta start paying taxes and get a job and take an anti-depression medicine. No more slipping and sliding for you.
Well, look, can we please just still play with it? It looks like it's so much fun.
But, guys, we'll get in trouble.
No one's gonna see us play with it. If someone sees it, we'll just say it's not ours.
Okay, as long as the cops don't see.
All right, let's play.
Yes. All right, guys, it's all set up. The box says it's 18 feet long, so why don't I just slap my hog down 18 times and see if that's right. Wouldn't want it to be false advertising.
So what are we supposed to do, dude?
Well, you just run and you slide on your belly or your back or whatever.
So, like, you just run and slide on this regular piece of plastic?
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be wet first. That's why I got this water bottle. Now I just lube this up nice and wet. There we go.
Oh, since it's watery, you can slip on it.
Ooh, okay. It might work this time.
Okay, guys. Stand back and watch me slide into next week.
All right, let's watch him.
Ooh!
You okay, Cody?
Yeah, you good, dude?
Ooh, I think I got road rash. I hit a dry spot. I think we're gonna need some more water.
Oh, I got it, dude.
Ooh.
All right, dude, I got it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's much better. That should be enough water now.
Okay, I'm gonna slide next.
Oh, wait, there's a car. We should move.
A car? Do we grab the slip and slide?
Nah, leave it.
Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a...
What the fuck is that?
Oh, shit! Oh, guys, I'm gonna go check on him. Mr., are you okay?
What the fuck was that?
You ran over our slip and slide in the road.
Why the fuck do you have a slip and slide in the middle of the road?
Because we wanted to slip and slide.
Well, my car doesn't have traction control. God, my fucking neck hurt.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. How old are you?
16.
16? You can't be playing with a slip and slide. You know you can't be older than 12.
We were putting up for my cousin.
All right, you and your friends are under arrest.
I am the Honorable Judge Pullback, and today we will be hearing the case of Junior Joseph and Cody, who are being accused of putting a slip and slide in the middle of a road which caused an accident which injured someone. Did you boys really do that?
Don't worry, guys. I got this. Yes, Your Honor, we did it. But check out these pecs.
Pretty nice bod. But I find you guilty of being a hunk. But also guilty of attempted involuntary manslaughter. I sentence the three of you to house arrest for the rest of summer.
House arrest? Whose house?
Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, the orange-haired one. If any of you leave his house for the rest of summer, I will send you to jail for 30 years.
All right, you kids are on house arrest for the rest of the summer. You got those little Apple Air tags on your ankles, so if you go outside, I'll know, and you'll go to jail for 30 years.
What if we try to take them off?
Then you're going to go to jail for 60 years for being a rascal.
Damn, 60 years? We didn't even murder anybody.
You coulda. You almost did. You sure as hell murdered my C4 vertebrae. I could have been paralyzed from the neck down, like my ex-girlfriend, paralyzed from the neck down, Paula. Let me tell you about her. So I was riding dune buggies on the dunes of Las Vegas with my girlfriend paralyzed from the neck down, Paula. She wasn't actually paralyzed yet, but with that name, I knew it was coming any day now. But anyway, we came up on this big hill. It was really more like a cliff, and I stopped, and she didn't. So then she crashed, and we took her to the hospital, and she was actually totally fine. But then a stray bullet severed her spinal cord, and she was paralyzed from the neck down. Yeah, I just hung out at the hospital for like a week listening to her bitch until I got tired of it. It was just depressing. What the fuck was that? What the hell happened to our animation budget? Well, anyway, you kids made me almost end up like Paula. Old paralyzed from the neck down dick. Can't move your legs and shit. That's funnier when Jeffy does it. Well, anyway, you guys stay here. I'm gonna be watching you.
I can't believe we're on house arrest for the rest of the summer.
I know, dude. You're just starting to go outside.
I don't understand why I have to be under house arrest at your house.
I mean, it's cool with me, dude. He got food in the fridge.
Yeah, I mean, we're on house arrest with our best buds. What more could we ask for?
But I left Ken at home. He's probably all scared and lonely. Who knows what he's doing right now? What if he's cheating on me?
Or what if he's sitting in the same spot because he's a fucking doll, dude?
Not a human, dude.
All right, guys, calm down. I would leave, but I can't because I'll get arrested. Just shut up. No more arguing. We're on house arrest. We have to get along, guys. I mean, there's not even really anything to do outside this summer. We can just stay inside and play video games.
I guess so.
Yeah, it's probably more fun anyway. The news!
Breaking news, MK! Disney World is offering free food, free admission, free rides, and more free stuff today only for Florida residents.
Really?
Oh, man.
Dude.
Guys, I know you just saw the news! Are you ready to go to Disney World for free, man? I'm talking about for free, man! Yeah. Free rides, free passes, free food. Oh, everything is free. It's on them. Wait, what's with the long faces? Like, wait, what's wrong? Come on, now y'all ready to go? What the hell?
We're on house arrest, Chef Pee-Pee.
What? House arrest for what?
We put a slip and slide in the road, and we hurt a cop. So now we're on house arrest, and we can't leave the house all summer.
You can't go anywhere all summer now? Oh, man, I'm about to enjoy Disney World. Y'all can't even go to the gas station if you want it. You idiots. You fucked it up for yourselves. Oh, man, enjoy this red couch, you dumbasses.
I'm about to go see Mickey. I'm about to see Mickey.
Have fun in this boring-ass house while I'm dancing with Minnie, bitch. Oh, boo-hoo. I see three whiny-ass babies. Wah! Silly, goofy, pussy, boy.
Why is your pee-pee so mean, bro?
He really hurt my feelings.
He's just like that sometimes, guys. I can't believe we're missing out on free Disney World. What do you guys want to do for the rest of the summer?
I don't know, dude. I'm not seeing your pee-pee.
What is the music?
You hear that, guys?
Is that the ice cream man?
What? No way!
The ice cream man! Guys, come on!
Dude, I want ice cream!
Ice cream!
You actually thought it was the ice cream man?
Nah, it's just me, nigga!
Why is Chef Pee-Pee so mean, bruh?
Yeah, he's green as fuck, Jimmy.
I don't know. So what do you guys want to do?
I don't know. Yeah.
someone at the door.
Dude, it's just Chef Phoebe fucking with us again.
Yeah, probably.
Well, let's go answer it and pull him inside and beat him up.
Yeah, I'm gonna beat him
up. Yeah, let's do it.
Hello?
Hello! You're on the hit TV show, Walk to the End of Your Driveway and Get $1 million! Well, all you have to do is walk to the end of your driveway and we'll give you $1 million!
Oh, I love this show!
Dude, I never thought they would pick your house!
Oh, it's the easiest game show in the world. They're basically just giving away $1 million!
That's right! All you gotta do is walk to the end of your driveway! What's wrong? You're not going to walk to the end of your driveway?
No.
You don't want $1 million?
We're on house arrest, so we can't leave the house.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's too bad. But it sure would make for some good TV if one of you broke your house arrest by walking to the end of your driveway for $1 million.
Bro, it might be worth it. It's $1 million.
You know what? Guys, I'm going to do it. I'm going to walk the driveway, and I'm going to get $1 million so I can be rich.
Why, Junior? You can't spend $1 million if you're in jail.
Well, if you think about it, if I put $1 million in the S&P 500 with an average rate return of 10% compounded annually, with dividends reinvested, after 30 years, I'll have over $17 million.
Wow, Junior, that was really smart.
Yeah, so I'm going to do it. Because when I get out when I'm 46, I'll have $17 million. So I'm getting that $1 million.
He's doing it, folks. He's going to get his $1 million.
Yeah, I'm going to get this million.
Not so fair. You're under arrest, kid.
Ah, I gotta go.
No, I got you, fucker.
Stop fighting! Let go of me!
Ooh, so close, but so not the end of the driveway. You lose!
Oh,
kid, you left your house. That means you're going to jail. Come on!
Stop me from winning $1 million!
All right, since one of you guys left the house, that means you're all going to jail.
Wait, what?
Fucking what? All of us?
Yeah, it's like a corporal punishment thing. So if one of you leaves the house, you all go to jail. Just, you know, to encourage you not to leave the house.
Well, Come on, that's not fair. Please give us another chance.
Yeah.
Summer.
We didn't know that. You know, they didn't tell us that if one of us left, we all went to jail.
Right?
Okay. Just because you guys didn't fully understand the rules, I'll give you a pass this one time. But if any one of you leaves the house, you're all going to jail for 30 years.
Okay.
I should have got $1 million then.
So close, dude.
My phone's ringing. Hello? Cody, it's time for you to tell your friends goodbye and come home.
It's Monday, boy. You're supposed to be in this house scrubbing the dead callus off your mama's feet.
I'm sorry, Mom, but I can't. Did you just talk back to me, you little fucking pig? No, Mom, I'm not talking back. I'm just telling you what's going on. I literally can't come home. I can't tell you what's happening without saying words. Tyrone, talk to this little white boy before I lose it.
I know damn well you ain't talking back to your mama like that. I raised you better than this, boy.
I'm not talking back. I'm just telling her what's going on.
Oh, look at here. We got a smart ass on our hands. He's trying to talk back to his daddy, too. Oh, boy, I swear to God, you limp dick ass cracker, I'll hit your ass with a tape measure.
Please don't.
Oh, now you want a bag? I'll break your damn doll in half now.
But no, please, not in half. Also, he's not a doll. But please, not in half.
You got 5 minutes to get your ass back in this goddamn house, or he's going down the drain.
Tyrone, give me the phone. Cody, you better come back here. I'm going to spray Windex in your eyes, you little fuck. Thank you, Mom. Love you, too. Oh, my parents really want me to come back home.
What? You can't leave the house. You can't go home.
That was so ugly,
guys. Right? I'm sorry. It's just... stressed out.
It hurt my phone.
They said really terrible things to me.
So why y'all lasting so sad, huh? Oh, let me guess, because y'all didn't make it to Disney World with y'all boy. Look at me, I got my Mickey Mouse ears on. The bitch is hard, ain't it? I know. You wish you were Mickey. You wish you were like me. Hey, Cody, where your Mickey Mouse ears at? You got some? Hell nah. Hey, Junior, where's your Mickey Mouse ears at? You got some? Fuck no. Hey, Joseph, where your Mickey Mouse ears? Ah, you ain't got no broke ass boy. I'm gonna throw this in my mouth.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Let's go. I'm sorry.
Astronauts been back to the moon.
What?
Astronauts have been to the moon, right? Why haven't they gone back?
I think because it's too expensive to go back.
How much does it cost?
Billions of dollars.
Well, I found a way to do it for $2.
$2 how?
Yeah, check it out. This.
Wait, what is that?
Paper towel roll. You can slide down it. Or it can be an elevator.
Oh, that's a really good idea, Jeffy.
An elevator to the moon would never work, Jeffy.
Yes, it would.
Well, no, it would not, because the moon moves.
Well, so does the Earth.
Ooh, he has a point, Marvin.
But no, but the Earth in the moon, they don't move at the same... Listen, it would never work because if you kept the moon in one spot, it would be dark there forever.
That's not true. I've seen the moon outside during the daytime.
You know, I've always wondered about that.
Well, listen, it would never work because this stupid thing would cost trillions and trillions of dollars if it ever did work.
Yeah, but then you can go to the moon whenever you want to. You can put a Walmart up in that bitch. Or a Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, alien rat cheddar cheese pizza dick.
Marvin, look, the news!
P. Diddy was found not guilty?
Oh no, Marvin, those poor abused women. This is just gonna teach women not to come out about their abuse claims because justice is never served.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Danny, we should probably call NASA and tell them to shit can knees since we have my Chuck E. Cheese elevator.
Hey, Marvin.
Oh, hey, what are you doing here?
Whoa, what is that?
It's my Charles Entertainment Cheddar elevator to the Chuck E. Cheese on the moon.
Huh, that's cool.
He thinks he can build an elevator to the moon, but I told him it's a dumbass idea.
You know, I actually work for NASA and we've never thought of anything like that. That's a pretty good idea.
Huh, well, you guys should probably shit can these too.
Oh, we stopped making those back in 2010.
Mm.
Huh?
What do you want?
Oh, well, I assume you saw the Diddy stuff.
Oh, yeah, he was found not guilty.
Yeah, not guilty.
It's just a shame. No one ever takes women seriously when they share their trauma stories.
Any fucking way. He was only found not guilty because it was a hung jury. They were each pushing 10 inches at least.
Wait, what's a hung jury?
Well, you see, during the jury selection process, we all just pick random people. But then after the verdict, we have everybody drop their trousers and we see how much they're packing. And if they're packing too much, we can't believe anything they say because they don't know what it's like to suffer. I mean, if I had a 10-inch dong, I'd be waving it at traffic. I'd be an OnlyFans model. I wouldn't need any other jobs.
So what does any of this have to do with me?
Oh, well, you see, Diddy has been handing out flyers at the courthouse.
Your elevator crashed.
Well, fuck.
Well, he was handing out flyers at the courthouse for his big not guilty freak-off party that he's gonna have tonight, and no cops are allowed, I already asked. So what I need you to do is sneak into that party with a hidden camera and record as much evidence as you can so we can put him away for good this time.
But you want me to go to a freak-off?
Absolutely not, Marvin!
I wasn't saying I was gonna go, but if I did go, what did you want me to do?
I mean, everything. Whatever he told you to do. And you'd have to record all of it, too. Just get really freaky. Some really nasty shit.
Wait, what if he wants me to suck a wiener?
Then you gotta suck a wiener on camera, Marvin.
Marvin, you can only go if you can get justice for those women.
Oh, I am not gonna...
Hey, Daddy, can I go?
Wait, no one's going. I'm not going. You're not going.
But, Daddy, what if you need backup? What if you get just shit?
He's got a point, Marvin.
We're not getting any shit because why the hell would I want to go there?
Well, I mean, justice, for one.
Ew.
And also, you know, we offer a reward of $50,000.
$50,000. Now we're talking about potential wiener sucking money.
Okay. Wow. I'm surprised that's all it took.
Wait, no, listen. For $50,000, I'll go in there, but you said I have to wear a camera?
Oh, yeah. It's a little one. It's barely noticeable. I'll go get it. Yeah, there you go, Marvin. There's the camera.
I feel like it's very noticeable.
No. See, that's what the cowboy hat's for. People are going to be looking at the hat and not the camera. And then when Diddy sees that, he's going to know you're a real cowboy, and he'll try to ride you like a horse.
Well, hopefully not. Baby, can you see the camera?
What camera?
See, Marvin, you'll be okay.
What if they do notice the camera?
They won't, Marvin. I'm a cop. I know a thing or two about being undercover.
Okay, fine. I guess I'll go to the Diddy party.
Hold on, Danny. Let me get my fit on.
And let me just take this back off.
All right, Jeffy, do not act suspicious and get us caught.
Like how? Pointing out the Hubble telescope on your head?
Yeah, do not point out the camera.
Okay, I will.
Hello?
Hey, is this a Diddy party?
What is that baby on? Oh, I want your ass to slide. I want it to be slick. I want a dolphin slide in it.
Oh, I don't know. Depends who's asking. You the cops?
Of course not. You can call him James Webb.
My name's James Webb, and this is my friend,
Snicker Pippets.
Snicker Pippets.
So, Mr. James and Mr. Snicker, are you cops?
No, we're not cops.
Well, what's he wearing?
Oh, it's my gremlin outfit. Don't feed me ass after midnight.
Oh, you're perfect for this party. I just gotta pat you boys down and make sure you're not wearing any wires or hidden cameras. Hey, wait a minute. I really like your hat.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, that was close, Daddy.
What was close?
Your hand to my nutsack.
Well, if that makes you uncomfortable, maybe you're at the wrong party.
No, not uncomfortable. We love it.
All right. Come on in, boys.
Whoa, Jeffy, this party's crazy.
Dang, look, they got booger sugar.
Oh, I have to get that on camera for the cops. Jeffy, look, it's the real P. Diddy.
Who the fuck brought a no button to my goddamn party? I am P. Diddy. I told y'all I want to have all the consensual ass in the goddamn world. And no, it's not the damn master.
Turn it around, it says on.
Oh, I didn't even see that shit.
Well, I told y'all I don't want you to keep your damn clothes on. What's wrong with y'all coming to a dinner party with clothes on? God damn it. Let's get this party started. Who wanna play Hungry Hungry Hippos? Who gonna be the hippos and who eat my ass?
Right here, pick me.
Hey, souls to the man up front.
You're not gonna eat it, I am. Yes, I am.
Wait, before we get started, let's get sweated. Let's play Baby Oil Twister.
How do you play Baby Oil Twister?
Oh, you just get lathered in baby oil. I'm talking about soaked in some good Johnson Johnson. You get down on all fours, and in it holds the gold.
What happens with the Twister mat?
Oh, what mat?
The Twister mat.
Huh?
Okay, there's a lot of illegal activity, huh?
Oh, yeah, a lot of legal activity. What do you
think? No, illegal.
Oh, what? What are you talking about?
The drugs.
Oh, that's sugar. What the hell? He's silly, man.
Yeah, he's right, Daddy. It's sugar.
Well, what would you do if a girl said no? Would you hit her?
No. I would tell her ass to leave. Get out. Scram. Skedaddle. We like consensual sex.
You don't seem like a bad guy.
I'm not that bad, man. I just like to party. Ass naked.
Well, can I use your bathroom?
Hold on. Let me take my jacket off first.
No. Oh, no. It's number two.
Oh, you can use my shirt?
No. I gotta pass a kidney stone.
Oh, crusty. But I'm all for it.
No. I gotta throw up.
It's the first time with throw up, but, ain't no pussy.
No, I need to use a toilet. Like, where's your toilet?
Right here. My face.
I want to use a white toilet.
Wow. Did y'all hear that? Fucking racist. A white toilet. He comes to a Diddy party and asks for a white toilet.
Listen, a black
toilet ain't good enough for you?
I just want to use a real toilet. Oh, come on, answer the phone.
Hey, Marvin, you getting a good footage yet?
No.
What about handage?
Huh?
You know, footage, handage, mouthage, whatever freaky shit he's doing.
No, we have not done anything freaky.
Are you sure you're even at a Diddy party?
Oh, I'm at a Diddy party. He just hasn't done anything wrong.
That doesn't sound like Diddy. Are you sure it's really him?
Oh, no, it's really him. I mean, he wants us to play Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Is that code for something?
He wants us to be the Hungry Hippos and eat his butt.
And does anybody not want to do that?
No, I mean, everyone seemed like they wanted to or didn't mind. He said anyone who didn't want to can leave.
And you didn't leave?
I'm getting the footage for you!
Okay, I'm just saying. Sounds like you're kind of freaky to me.
Well, no, I'm doing my job, but he just hasn't done anything wrong.
Huh, maybe he's a changed man?
I mean, he could be a changed man. Do I still get the $50,000 if he doesn't do anything wrong?
No, you gotta catch him doing something bad.
Well, can I make him do something bad?
No, that's coercion. That's not allowed.
Well, I mean, he wanted me to poop on him.